thinking I'm Mrs. Garrett. Is that normal?
Food allergies, anyone?
Out at this room. Out at this room, miss. Out at this room, miss. Out at this room, miss. Out at this room. Out at this room, miss. 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 Out at this room, miss.
Yes, hi.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm real good. I had a nice day. I ate a lot.
What did you eat?
Pussy.
Did you eat any rainbow cookies? Yeah, you eat some rainbow cookies.
I have been totally separate from the gay lesbian celebration. I have no idea why.
Oh, well, that's... Mm-hmm. Well, except for the bathhouse, but that doesn't count.
Well, isn't that gay pride? Don't you have to be ironic on gay pride and go to the bathhouse?
Yeah, you gotta be with as many people as you possibly can.
I got 16 loads, Mommy. And a plate of shrimp.
16 loads inside of my anus, yeah. Too, right now. And let me push it out for you. Yeah. What that?
I'm a bladder full of duty.
What that?
What's this?
That.
What that? That's my insides. You want to act it out, Cheryl? What? Okay. Do you want to be the bottom whose walls fall out? You want? Okay, so I'll go. Okay, so I'll be Romeo Storm. What's this? What's that?
That's my inside.
I'm done.
That's Scalia.
I'm done.
It's Scalia.
Scalia?
Yeah.
The justice?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's horrible.
I don't understand. You think he was in porn?
Yeah, he's so
big.
Mm-hmm. He's so ugly and horrible.
Okay, so I didn't pay a lot of attention. I only paid attention to the macro on this gay victory thing. So, I'm just wondering, what details did I miss? Did Scalia say something really awful, or what?
Really, Madge?
Yeah.
Really?
Just tell me the answer. Did it happen or not?
Really?
Really what? Seriously, I don't know. If something happened that was cool, I don't know.
You'd like me to read some quotes for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Love that. I would love that.
Okay. Let me see here.
Played a shrimp. I'm trying to clean a little so I can put the camera on.
You're retarded.
Hi, honey.
Okay. He's wait, a cunt.
Whoops. Who's a cunt? I also made the camera higher because I got fatter. So every time I get fatter, I'm just going to raise the camera so that I don't have to lose weight.
You have to lose the weight if you want the surgery.
Okay, yes.
So Scalia quoted the majority opinion. The nature of marriage is that though it's enduring bond, two persons together can find other freedoms such as expression, intimacy, and spirituality.
Boring.
Really? Whoever thought that intimacy and spirituality, whatever that means, were freedoms? And if intimacy is, one would think freedom of intimacy is abridged rather than expanded by marriage. Ask the nearest hippie.
He did not. He said that?
Yeah.
He said ask the nearest hippie.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake, they're nuts.
The opinion is couched in a style that is pretentious as it is, as its content is egotistic. If even as the price to be paid for a fifth vote, I ever joined an opinion for the court that began, just quoted that, I would hide my head in a bag. The Supreme Court of the United States has descended from the disciplined legal reasoning of Julian Mitchell and Joseph Story to the mythical aphorisms of the fortune cookie.
That's just weird. You know, he's grasping at straws because he has no legal foundation for his argument. That's all. That's all just, you know, hot air.
He's so angry. So he said all that other shit. He's stupid. And we already knew that.
Should we call him?
Baby.
What's his first name? Joseph?
Antonin. Scalia.
Hey, Antonin, this is Heather. Heather Feather. Yeah. You want this pussy?
Did you see those pictures of Mason?
Who?
On the Facebook.
The pictures of who? May?
Mason Yakumyon.
Oh, he's the real hot one, right? Mm-hmm. And his boyfriend's like the bigger fan, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The boyfriend, right? What's the boyfriend's name? Grant or something?
Yeah.
Grant.
Now look at the pictures that were posted in the Golden Circle. Hold on. Make you cream. You're full of cream.
I don't know, but I am sick of these goddamn uteruses. Like, people Adam Greenwald keeps posting these fucking disgusting things.
It's not gross.
Oh, it's not? Yeah. You don't think it's gross to have a giant pussy the size of a fucking... I don't know, record player, you know. And the guy with the two assholes, that was not, I couldn't deal with that. Really. Oh, shit. What am I Googling? I forgot. Hello? Hello? Lesbian lunch? Cheryl? Rochelle?
Excuse me.
Hey, honey. What is this? It's just called Hunty.
Fuck you. Great. Fuck you.
Yes.
Tomorrow, just come on and tell me without your head or what I did.
Fuck you. Great. Fuck you. Fuck you. Great. Fuck you. Great. Fuck you.
Honey?
Dana Owens.
What are we talking about?
Well, we were talking about the hot picture you were supposed to
get. Oh, right. Sorry, I totally forgot. So, Facebook.
I jill off to it.
You're jilling? Your jilling is illing, Mary?
Yeah, Ina Garten. I like pictures of her with her face where she looks like she's coming or she's got her tongue out.
Oh, that is not Mary Hartman. How could you say that? I'm talking about a pose that, never mind. It's an Orange is the New Black, that lady. Oh, that's Heather Feather. What am I looking for, Mason Hickman? Oh dear.
It's at the top of the ground.
Hmm. Yeah. Those are nice pictures.
You don't like them?
I they're very nice, but I feel I don't want to speak sexually about a nice listener who donates money. I don't want to I don't want to objectify him.
Right.
But yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, oh god, not that fucking pussy again. Jesus.
What?
These vagina things. People keep posting these gross open vaginas out. I mean, what do you think of that, Cheryl? I mean, by the way.
Someone posted this picture of my car, the Cimarron. It's got two windshields. I think it's pretty amazing. It's this concept car.
Oh, the one with the red and the beige?
It's got a front seat and a back seat.
Yeah, I've seen
it. It's amazing.
I've seen it. It looks real pretty.
It's got a TV in the back seat. And someone suggested that it would make a great TV show about a control freak bloated lesbian whose carer installed a fake steering wheel in the back seat so that she thinks she's the one driving. I thought that was a good idea.
It is. It is a good idea.
Control freak lesbian.
So you know how I told you when you were like, oh, I don't want to do the Grom, and then I'm like, then you don't get any money, and then you're like, yeah, okay, I'll do it then.
Well, no, it's not. That's not what happened.
No? Okay.
No.
Well, whatever happened.
You said that, and I said, how much?
Whatever happens.
And then you told me, and I said, well, that's the bare minimum for me to make an appearance.
Oh. Okay, so, but listen, though, this is good. Okay, but listen, so Nate gave us a very generous donation of $60.
What?
Nate.
He did?
Yes, he did. He's given us he's given us large donations before, honey.
I didn't know that.
But anyway.
That's very nice.
But no, but after I said, and then I said, Cheryl's not getting any, and I asked him, I said, Nate, do you mind if I tell Cheryl she can't have any of this money unless she does the show tonight? And then, well, I didn't wait for the answer. I just said it anyway. But but then he, after you said yes, he gave us $40 more.
What? Really?
Yeah, isn't that nice of her?
That's so nice.
Yeah, she's a good girl. Nah, we like her. We like Nate. Huh? Don't we wish more people could be like him so that we could, you know, get more money? Girdle. What is wrong with you? What are you doing? Are you eating pea soup through your nose again?
She's eating peas. Disgusting.
What?
He's.
Your bee?
Isn't.
Your bee? Your black.
Pronouns?
Your black is.
Wanted wisdom at the pride parade?
What? What happened?
Oh, she was a man at the pride parade.
Oh, no.
My talk, etc.
I posted a picture. Did you see my new banner page on Yeast Radio?
No.
Yeah, it's me and Wanda Wisdom from, well, 1,000 years ago.
The banner page.
You know, when you go to Yeast, when you go to just my Madge Weinstein page.
Oh, man.
It's me and One Turd.
Oh.
And then that's me, Norma. I'm Norma now, because I love her.
Oh, that's a science.
Yeah.
How long? When was that? I
guess? You were there too, actually. There were some pictures that you were in that I had to remove because you're too ugly, you know, and I know people don't like tan people on my.
Why is your picture normal?
What do you mean normal?
Normal.
Because I love her.
She doesn't talk.
Yeah.
Well, she's just. She talks like another girl.
I don't know. How, did you finish the series yet, or are you still in the middle?
No, I'm still watching.
What?
I'm still watching.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you think? So, okay, so we got gay rights. And how do you feel about that, Cheryl?
I do.
Yeah, like, does that mean... Okay, so here's my question. Does that mean that now... There's no discrimination against gay people allowed?
That's right. There's no discrimination. Well, I mean, it's not a big deal, but there's... I mean, again, not a big deal, but 29 states where you can still be fired for being gay.
Yeah, no
big deal.
But does this fix that? That's my question. Does this?
No, it does not.
It doesn't.
No.
So it's really a bunch of bullshit then.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't give us. But doesn't it set a precedent to give us equality and all that crap, or no?
Well, no, it's not the law.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, good. I don't want to. I felt bad because, like, my sister sent me a text. She's like, and she was taking her kids to the gay pride parade, and I'm just like, fuck it, who cares, you know? Yeah. And she's like, so are you going to get married? When are you going to get married? And I just wrote one word response, never.
Oh, man. It's so sad for you.
It is.
No.
I'm an old
Florida
woman.
Florida is one of those places, luckily for you, that you can be fired for being a lesbian and for having gender identity issues.
Well, that's a double whammy on me, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, my doge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Florida's pretty messed up. And it's like 20,000 degrees right now.
Ha ha.
I'll check, but it's like it's Mars. It's basically Mars.
Oh. Yeah, I hate Florida.
Okay, now Cheryl, you have to remind me of this because I forgot to do something last week when we read the donations. Because I was reading them from my phone, it didn't show me the little notes people leave. And I didn't think, and I didn't notice they were missing. Several people were a little bit upset, if not downright bitchy, because I did not get to read those. So
okay, and I'm supposed to remind you about Liz Wood.
Oh yes, thank you. And so
write it down, man.
I don't have a pen.
Do it.
I'll just do the Liz Wood now. This is for Nate, right? How did you know that?
Because he said in the chat.
Oh, okay, good. Good job. Thank you for remembering, because I wouldn't have.
Yeah. Your hair looks wonderful.
It's in a ponytail.
No, it looks really nice. What's behind you? Did the dog attack a box?
No, I just put that out there for like that. It's just a box with some styrofoam.
Sporting.
Why the fuck can't I find Liswood?
What the fuck is behind you?
Beyonce. It's my Beyonce poster. Liswood Gaga. I don't know what this is. Let's see. It's called Liswood Gaga. The fuck? I'm Dr. Rebecca Liswood. Or is it 1S? Will you?
Seven front, 800 pounds, colon, bicycle, horseback riding. Think less of some of these new and unexpected erections can be very embarrassing. Please just remember they're normal and don't let them upset.
That was not really what I was looking for. How many S's are in Liswood?
Liswood.
Oh, I found it. Okay, so since Nate was so good to us, we're going to have a long Liswood. And Cheryl, if you want a duty, this might be a good time to do it.
I already did.
You already made a D? Did you? Actually, I don't have a long one, so.
Well, good, because why the hell else am I here?
Oh, you're here to have fun with me and get money.
We call that the gang phase. Of the
okay, I'm just going to play a series of them. Just
where
let it
boys
rip.
Are interested in boys. He may even be somewhat awkward in his movements at this time, and this, too, is perfectly normal. It is an irregular flow of blood from the uterus and lasts anywhere from 3 to 7 days. It's
normal.
The sexual attraction is normal, but you have to control it. She is not sick. She is
perfectly normal.
There's nothing wrong. It's perfectly normal.
Perfectly normal.
You're growing up.
We'll have to call you Mr.
This may be very embarrassing to him, but it's perfectly normal, so please don't make fun of him at this time.
Please don't make fun of him.
We call that the gang phase or the homosexual
phase, where boys are interested in boys and girls are interested in girls.
This is a perfectly normal phase of emotional development at this age level.
Yeah.
Whatever age level this is started, it's perfectly normal. During sexual excitement, the body of the penis is much more rigid than the head of the penis, and that's perfectly normal.
It is.
He is not able to produce sperm cells, and in that way will not be able to have any children.
But he's a perfectly normal male.
Many a boy worries about this. This is normal. It's normal for her to have a vagina and for him to have a penis. A boy should be assured early in life that it's normal for him to have a penis. A full bladder early in the morning can cause an erection, and this is normal. Masturbation is a normal sex outlet, but should not be indulged in to excess. Sudden fright,
tight undergarments,
small panties, prolonged bicycle or horseback riding can cause an erection. Some of these normal, unexpected erections can be very embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Please just
especially if you have a huge cock,
and don't let them upset you.
All right.
And I said, that's perfectly normal.
Okay, Cheryl, will you go to the chat room and find out if that's enough?
Okay.
I just want to make sure that we satisfy these lists. What hurts? Oh, I'm getting in now. It's just that whenever I do this, Grandma, I'm always rushing home from my parents' house. We had dinner.
Oh, tell us about your dinner.
Well, it wasn't bad. It was like a fish, but I don't know what kind of fish, but it tasted like chocolate.
Oh, it's a fish.
Oh, look. Donashi Bach, Cheryl Murkowski, Gigger Tigger, and Madge. There's a nice crowd in there.
Tell me
nice
about
crowd.
The city. How horrible.
Okay, can somebody fix the Donashi Bach? Because it says PayPal to rrishi at hotmail.com. It's not rrishi. It's rishi at hotmail.com.
It's just rishi.
Oh, that was my screen fucking up.
What?
Never mind.
You have the beta again?
No, I'm not on the fucking beta, thank God.
Okay.
I don't even know if I'm going to want to upgrade to that thing next week, because I guess they're going to really... Oh, who cares?
Man, you're not.
Sassy Sarcy cares.
Whatever happened to her?
She got mad at us, I think, because she thought we were making fun of her.
Well, you? No.
No, you, actually. Not me. I'm never.
What?
And maybe it was Pat. Wasn't Pat on the show at the time?
Yeah.
With that one turd?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Cheryl, tell me, did you have any prolapse accidents this week? How were things with your Cimarron? Did you get it?
I haven't gotten it yet.
Why not?
Still the fucking show.
Still what?
They told me.
Excuse me? Can you speak up?
Still the show.
I can't hear you.
What do you mean you can't hear me?
You're like going far away from the microphone as soon as you started talking about your Zimmerman.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
So Zimmerman.
So I got the Zimmerman back, and I tried the Android Auto when I was driving, and I said, navigate to bus stop, because I'm so used to going there, and it took over my car, and my car crashed.
You wrecked your Zimmerman already?
Yeah, so it's in the shop again.
Sorry to hear that.
So in Google...
But Cheryl, why were you heading to the bus stop in your car? That doesn't make sense. Because you're not taking the bus, you're driving.
Why you gotta be so hateful?
What? I'm not being hateful, I'm just trying to be honest here.
Being racist, too.
It's not anything to do with race. It has to do with my obesity, and... what else? So, okay... Did you have any unusual bowel movements this week?
Yeah, I had one that was purple.
What?
And a green splotch.
What were you eating that would cause that?
Purple licorice and green M&Ms.
Purple licorice? What kind of licorice is purple? Is it Twizzler?
No, I'm just kidding. JK.
Gina Tay.
What?
All right, well, this is getting boring, so we might have to call some places.
No. Where's Debbie?
She's at work for another half hour. We have to wait.
No.
What happened was, for years we did shows just you and me. What, are we no longer able to do it?
I enjoy
we have
my girl, Deborah.
I do, too. I feel like we have Deborah.
Can you show us what's in back of you? I want to be able to respond to still listeners. There's what looks like a...
That's my Taffy Pulse quilt. And that's my food allergy. Because I bought a monitor like 3 months ago and I never threw it out.
Gone.
That, do you see the my allergy purse? That's over there. And then that's the Taffy Pulse blanket on the floor.
Why is it on the floor?
Because I like to lay down on it, and so does Trotsky.
Oh, that's sweet.
But Trotsky's here right now, see?
Where's Trotsky?
Where's my... All I see is my obese fat.
That's because you're huge. You need to lose so much. What? What?
He's in.
What?
Quack, quack. Oh my god.
We're going to call Phil. And
Phil.
Debbie, get some on.
All right, I'm done. I can't do that. It's just not working.
Oh my god, man. What a mess.
I know, that's why I stopped. Lord. I was like, fuck it.
Why?
Why? Why don't you go fuck yourself? That's why.
What?
This is my room that I'm allowed to keep messy. This is my studio. I would never do a yeast radio in a clean room. It's wrong. So I mess it up on purpose. Then I clean it after the grum.
Do you have the vacuum cleaner?
Yeah. Yeah. But I could use a Dyson, so gift time. Look at my ponytail, Cheryl.
The thing is, every time that I read the reviews of the Dyson, I mean, they're not talking about the abortion, but they are always such shitty reviews considering how much it costs.
Really? But
people are brainwashed.
People use them for abortions? I don't understand. What kind of vacuum do you have? I thought you had a Dyson.
A Cimarron.
Didn't you say you had a Dyson?
No.
What kind of vacuum do you have?
It was the abortion clinic.
No, but where? What kind of vacuum do you actually own? Seriously.
Hoover. Well, somebody wants you to read the PayPal messages. Someone else wants you to talk about how happy you are to be a featured podcast on iTunes.
Okay, first of all, I mean, the featured podcast thing means absolutely nothing, but I'm glad because it gives me something to not... Normally, I would be mad about it, about not being featured, but I have been... This show has been featured on Pride Week for a while. I mean, I don't know if not every year, but often. So it's not really that
number one gay podcast.
It's not a big deal because it doesn't affect your numbers at all. People don't.
People don't donate, and then when they listen to the cross, they realize how horrible.
Generally, people don't find the podcast by just looking for the top podcast. They more search for things. So normally people don't look at those things, but it's nice. What are you talking about? I just hear you mumbling.
What?
You're not... I'm talking and you're talking. I don't... It's just... What are we supposed to do there?
I don't hear
you. What are you doing? Is the mic in your vagina? Is it because you're cooking? I hear the plates, but I don't hear you. You're like... I think you're
connected. Get a different headset and shut your fucking mouth.
You're a dirty whore.
Trying
to be a dirtier whore, I guess. Mm-hmm. Oh, the air conditioner shut off. That helps.
Okay.
So the thing is with, you know, Cheryl, I'm a lesbian, which means...
This?
Say again?
How is this?
Talk some more.
Do I sound?
No, you sound shit. Same piece of shit.
What?
Are you sure you're not like on the built-in mic and
stuff? Last week I sounded so good.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck this is. This is you though, because I hear the other things on your channel fine, like my iTunes.
And I said that's perfectly normal. If they were side by side, you couldn't sit down, and he felt much easier once he was reassured that this is a perfectly normal part of his anatomy.
So, did Nate say that was enough less wood or not? Chicken.
Microphone. External mic. Okay, is this better?
Talk some more, please.
Is this better, man?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, now it was through the internal one, you're right.
Oh, I'm right. It's about something technical? Wow.
Yeah, so now...
Wow.
Now it's the thing.
Wow.
Okay, I'm getting myself a little snackle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made a chocolate dessert for myself.
Wait, is that slang for duty? You brought your black duty in your face? Your beak?
It's some cereal covered in chocolate and peanut butter.
And cum? And blood and feces?
Yeah.
Blood, urine, and feces?
Yeah.
I drove past the grossest Waffle House on the way over here.
Was Debbie working?
I wish. But, I mean, it's really close to my house, but it's so scary looking because I know there's murders that happen there. God, I would love to go there. Why don't you visit me just so we can go to that Waffle House and we can also go to the King's Buffet. There's a King's Buffet here.
Really?
For real. And, of course, I've never been to it because I'm scared. But if you visit, I'll go.
Because you're racial.
Don't add to his troubles.
I'm a food
addict. Please have intercourse more frequently. Please wear a diaphragm.
So let me check what Nate said in the chat, since you're not answering my simple question.
Well, I think he was away, so...
Oh, he's not even fucking listening? Are you kidding me?
I'll listen to the Grum later.
Oh, my God. So we played all that, and he wasn't even listening.
Please don't blot or irritate it.
All right, well, Nate... Oh, thank you. He said it was enough. Thank you. But wait, Nate? Is Nate-ella... Is that Nate? Because there's a girl named Nutella.
That's not her. Well, maybe it is. Wait, was it Nate B?
Nate, which Nate are you? Are you a larger lady, or are you the lady named the girl? It's okay. I'm a large lady. I'm allowed to say that because I'm large.
Don't be mean to people that donate.
Only if they don't donate ever again.
Oh, my God. Girl.
I'm getting my snackles.
Who's French toast? French toast says I look marvelous. Who's French toast? Tell me
They're
who you are.
Lying.
Whip? Nutella is Nate? Oh, no. Nutella is not Nate. Nutella is the girl. Is a girl. I know I'm pronouncing your name wrong, but I'm doing it on purpose because I can't remember. Anyway.
You're retarded.
Yeah, that's true. I'm retarded.
Literally retarded.
Did you see that conversation I had with John Jenkins' brother or whatever? I told him he's retarded. And then he said he has a retarded son. And I said, no, you don't. If you had a retarded son, you wouldn't be calling him retarded. Because that's not right. That's like calling a tranny a tranny. I mean, a transgender a tranny.
Yeah, that worked well, man. Thanks for bringing...
What?
What?
Honey. Forget your grandma. To hell with your grandma. Is grandma small? See, I got to mix up because there were two shows that involved grandma. Last Sunday and the movie Grum both had grandma calls to Phil.
Just loads.
So I'm going to post the... So I'm a week behind. I was trying to get caught up. Oh, well. Nate, where is the actual Nate who gave us all the money?
His computer was fucked up and he had to restore it.
Are you fucking
kinda
kidding
like
me?
You. Oh.
Well, how come you're finding this out and I'm not? Is he messaging
because
you?
Because I'm reading the chat room.
Well, I'm reading the chat room too, but I don't fucking see that.
You're retarded.
I see honey. I'm Stephen, formerly from New York.
Well, what chat room are you reading?
I'm in the IRC chat, Hex chat.
Kind.
Are you in a different one?
No.
You're not in Ustream chat, are you?
Mm-hmm.
You like Chuckum?
Giga Tigga, his computer fucked up.
Hmm. I just don't understand how everybody knows this but me. I feel hurt and I feel left out.
Well, you smell. So,
this is true.
Did you ever take a shower, by the way?
Yeah. And I got my medicine, so my... Oh, oops. I forgot about that. Some conversations are for... inside talk and
listen. Don't talk about the bath.
Okay.
All right.
About what? Math?
Somebody said that Nate sent money by accident because his computer fucked up.
Okay.
Whoops.
Oh, somebody says, Madge, you seem to be getting younger. That's such a nice girl to say that. But you know what it is? When you wear a ponytail, girls know this trick. When you wear a ponytail, you can, if you stretch it real hard, you'll make your skin, you know, look tighter.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I look like a little girl. Nutella said I look like a little girl. Pretty one. Pretty little girl. Okay, so let's read the things that I forgot to read last week. Because that's important. I don't want the audience... Because I really did not... I would never...
Imagine, is it hot in your room?
What's the issue? Do I look dirty?
You look very shiny.
No, I think that's just grease, actually. Oh. Well, it's like 1,000 out. When it's 1,000 degrees out, if you don't shower every 5 hours, you look like...
Do you have one of those blue sheets that you can put on your face and observe oil?
No, but I would love one and accept one gladly in the mail.
Well, you should buy some. They're delicious. And then you put the clear ones all over your wall and you wallpaper it with oil.
Hold on a second. I got invited to a secret group called Jizz Master Zero. It only has 9 members, though, but I'm going to be, I'm glad. It's nice. I'll say
you
hi.
You're going to get reported.
I'm going to say hi. Hi. Okay.
Don't get reported.
For what?
You heard me.
Oh.
What?
Something about charity. Hold on. I think I need to grum hold this. Or, wait a second. Is this just a... Yeah, that's just regular charity. I thought it was like an update on charity, but it's just the charity. The original charity with Dr. Nosegarden.
Damn.
I know. God damn it. I need a good fanny. Hey, do you have any good fannies? Are they out?
Yeah.
I think the world is out.
I was cleaning out an old computer.
What hurts?
And I had a whole folder filled with fanny grounds.
And feces?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, the money. Okay. I was looking at the comments, and then I'm like, oops. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. What did you have for dinner today? Fish?
What did I have?
Pussy?
I had some kale, Sally.
From where? You made it?
Yeah.
Oh,
put some cherries in there. It was delicious.
Kale is kind of rough to eat, though, isn't it?
Oh, you gotta make it right. You gotta make it right with the right dressing. You gotta massage it like I massage my lips. You massage that thing. You put some good stuff in there. It's delicious. And cauliflower. And
cooked or raw?
Some fake meat. Delicious.
Was the cauliflower cooked or raw?
Roasted.
Okay, so let's see. When was the last show here? I think this.
Make me have chaos.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to start on June 19th, because this is a very disturbing comment. All
right.
So Natella, who's in the chat room, she's going to be very embarrassed. She's probably drunk. It says donation from Natella, $6.66. Don't write this down, because we've already done these. The note says nigger.
Says what?
Nigger.
Man.
I'm reading it. That is what the note says.
That's why there's someone named Razel Dolchel in the chat room.
Razel? Oh, I know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
I know who that is. All right. Okay. Rob Pickle, 21st. Rob is Giga Tigga Nigga. I know. We know that. We know who you are. But thank you very much for the money. I sound like such a bitch, don't I? People give me money and I'm just a cunt. I hate myself.
Your chair is going to give you your own steering wheel.
Okay. Don't talk about your Zimmerman that way. It's not good luck. Okay. David Weinberg's... I said a last name. David W.
Oh, my God.
Not Weinberg, though. It was either a 15-piece Chocolate McNuggie or add some food funds. I decided, too hungry, Captain Miserable. I don't understand. It was either a 15-piece Chicken McNuggie or add some funds. I decided, too hungry, Captain Miserable. I don't understand. Does that mean he would have given us more if he hadn't binged on Chocolate? Cheryl? Bershiro?
Mm-hmm. I think you should give a plug for Taffy Pulls. People should buy her quilts.
I love Taffy Pulls' quilt. Yes, absolutely.
Taffy Pulls should buy her hoard amazing so that quilts. She can move out of her 200-square-foot condo. Yeah.
Is that all, really?
Oh, sorry. It's, I think, 315 square feet.
Wow. She makes the quilts in that little place?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that's like how I was in Paris in a little shoebox, and I was too fat. Okay,
because
you would think you'd lose weight when you're in a place really small, but I gained weight until I almost became housebound.
Well, it's because you don't move around. When you live in a large place, this is how it is for Sissy. Mm. When you live in a large place, you have to walk everywhere, back and forth, back and forth. And so you get all these steps in, and you get some activity, and you lose the weight.
I didn't know you were a weight loss expert. Do you also do Zumba like Rachel Pan?
Yes, I'm very scammy.
Now, when you do Zumba, what about, where do you do with your lips?
I tuck them away. I tie them off.
You tie off your lips?
Mm.
How do you do that?
Rubber bands.
Okay, Rob Pickle gave us, has another comment here. Hold on, shit, fuck, cunt. Hold on. French now toast. I lost my fucking place. French toast. Oh, yeah. That's my sister. She says, thanks for taking care of Father's Day. Once I win the lottery, I'll give more, but I'm a trailer class Reich now? I don't know. Once I win the lottery, I'll give more, but I'm a trailer class Reich now. I think it's a Siri thing. Anyway, thanks. Luke, his comment was girls. Brandon's comment says, oh, this is corn for dinner, and it's a long one. Love you, girls. Here's enough for about 4 shrimp plates. Just got my student financial aid refund, courtesy of the U.S. government, trademark, in a black box. Thanks. What is that thumping?
That's fine.
Okay. Now, Rob Pickle, again, he's giving us lots of money. Plus, he's setting up this fucking bullshit IRC, which we're very happy with at the moment.
Yeah. Bullshit. He's very happy with
it. I scraped up another $5 because the Phil call made me fall out so hard. TV dinners. What does TV dinners have to do with it? Okay, Matt Hutchinson, enjoy. Been loving the Grums lately. Get fucked. Maddie Hudgens kiss.
Hi.
Who's also good friends with... Isn't he the one that's really good friends with John Jenkins? Yeah. Mathra or something.
Yeah.
Okay, this is from John. He's a new Golden Circle member. Clap, clap, clap. And this is
reported.
And he writes, hi, girls. YR1235 was amazing. I was wondering if I could have access to the Saucy Secrets Facebook group. My Facebook is so-and-so. Squish. And then he writes, squish sound, squish sound, squish sound. John.
Yep.
So, yeah. And he's good because he's like one of the younger listeners. Like, you know how some of our listeners who were like 24 now started listening when they were teenagers. And I was like, you can't listen to this, remember? Like, remember, I used to tell Gus, you can't listen to the show. You're not even fucking 18. Now he's probably like 80. Anyway.
So this one's like 2 years old.
Yeah, he's 12.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, as long as their parents say it's okay. That's what I say at my daycare center, you know.
He's 18. He's not younger than that.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mike V just sent us this nice donation. And we're going to count these later again, Cheryl, but he sent us a nice $21. For the incredible grandma life support call sent using the PayPal mobile application. Hey. Nate
Bell.
That was
a pretty good one.
Here, listen. Nate, his first donation says, my love to Deborah, Cheryl, and Madge in memory of Dr. Listwood, Putt, Ethel Merman, and Freddie Mercury. We don't know that Putt is dead, do we? And then Nate's second donation and the last comment I'm going to read will make it an even 100 for Dr. Listwood.
Oh, Lord.
But there's no T in Listwood, Nate. How many times do I have to tell you? There's no T in Listwood. Listwood.
That's why you said Listwood.
L-I-S-W-O-D like dick.
I need to get some water.
Are you getting up or what?
Yeah, I'm getting some. No, it's the nice thing about having a laptop.
Which, did you get the one with no ports and nothing?
Oh, yeah, ports.
Next, there'll be like no microphone.
Yeah. Ports.
But I can't forget.
What are you doing?
You're talking.
Don't ruin it. Okay. Oh. Hotline. Hello?
Hello, how can I help you, sir?
Sir? My name's Cheryl.
Hello. How are you, sweetheart?
This is a hotline?
It is. How are you feeling?
How am I feeling? Well, I'm feeling pregnant and I'm not sure what to do.
Oh, I know. We go through this. What are you going to do? Tell me. Have you decided on a name again?
A name? Well, I haven't named it because I'm hoping that I can afford it. Do you think I should?
Come on, let's talk about some more positive things. So, what are you gonna name it?
Okay. I'm thinking. I'm definitely Quiana. Might be the. Well, so have you ever heard about a prolapse? You know what that is?
A what?
A prolapse.
I didn't hear you.
Prolapse. Do you know what that is? It's a condition I have.
Well.
Excuse me?
We're here for you.
Is this the national hotline?
No. No.
Who is this?
Anyway, I gotta go. Okay.
What do you mean? Is this Margarita or Kayla?
And Lisa, okay?
Lisa. Lisa, I love you. You're fabulous. Yes. Excuse me? Hello?
Yeah, that was tough because she was kind of, you know, she was kind of on.
Wait, who was that?
It was Noah Bort. Seriously, I mean. We've had her before. Remember that one day we called and she was just the same thing? She's like, now you're going to insult me. Remember that?
Well, I thought that was Shishi when she faked me out.
No, that was only one time. No, that wasn't. You only talked to Griselda once and that was on April 1st. A few weeks ago we had a different call, remember? And the lady was like, oh, so this is the part where you're just going to like start yelling at me and blah, blah, blah.
Sir.
That was the same lady.
Oh, my God. That was ridiculous.
She kind of got you, though.
Well, a little bit.
Yeah, that was tough because she was, like, so...
She made me hard.
I think next time, you just got to start telling a story and don't let her talk. But then she might hang up.
I'm sure she'd just hang up. Maybe we'll get Phil on the phone with her later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
Mm-hmm.
That was weird. Yeah.
You did not do that sound. Did nobody notice that until I pointed it out?
No.
How do you not notice things like that?
Because you're an asshole.
What do you mean I'm an asshole?
You're an asshole and you notice these kind of things.
What has that got to do with being an asshole?
A lot. Asshole.
You were asshole.
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 Yeah.
It's cool for girls.
You like this? You like this pussy? You like this pussy? Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
I like it. Hmm. Sure like it.
Uh-huh. I have really bad cankles. Mm. It's horrible. I can't.
All right, think of something to say to her to get her back.
Like I can't.
Okay. But you got to say something because I'm going to call her.
Hotline.
Can you just like...
I want to get Homer.
Where was Homer? Different line, right?
No, it's the same one, but I think it's usually during the weekday he works. Homer. What kind of great life would you be living if you got to work on the hotline during the day? It'd be wonderful if you had a job that was basically your job, man.
I would totally do it.
To help girls? Is that what your day job is? No, you never talk about your job. I think that might be what your job is.
I'm a consultant.
You're a hotline consultant.
I'm a consultant, which means I don't do anything, and I work for myself, and I just have clients that like do stuff. It's no big deal.
How do you do it?
You gotta get me into this. How do I do it? I market like crazy. That's how.
With your name, Matt Weinstein?
Yep.
Or use your secret name?
Actually, the secret is to just... I'm really actually not the least bit successful at it.
Basically you don't make any money.
Well, that is not technically true, though it kind of is true if you look at it in terms of trailers.
Mm-hmm. Trailers?
Trailer trash.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. Man, are you insulting our listeners?
Why? Yes, I guess so.
You're being a dirty Jew.
Well, is there trailer trash that listens to the show? I mean, why? I wouldn't think that.
Well,
TT?
Yes. Yes, there are. Mm. There are people that drive Cimarrons and...
Okay, so here's the thing about the gay marriage. I'm going to tell you this. Because it's totally irrational, and I am absolutely ashamed of the way I feel about it. So that's my disclaimer.
Okay.
I do not in any way want anyone to talk about it.
About what?
About, you know, like, because people would be like, man, you're horrible. But the thing is, I think gay marriage is stupid because gay people are stupid.
What?
Even though I'm one. I think we're retarded.
You are.
No, that's not true. I don't actually. No, the thing is, I just feel completely like left out. Like, I feel like I'm at somebody, I feel like I'm watching somebody's birthday party that I wasn't invited to.
Huh.
You know? Like, all these little happy queens marrying, and I just want to smack the shit out of them and be like, be miserable like me, you little fuckface. But hopefully their boyfriends will cheat on them and grind her, and they'll be divorced in a year. Right? Is that normal to think that way?
Well, this is just giving more jobs for the economy.
That's true.
I found a new product for you.
Yeah? Is it something like a douche? Or
it's a, well...
Piece of duty?
It's a Doge washer.
I'd rather have a Doge coin.
Sir Trotsky.
Well...
Wash with your Doge.
Is this a Brookstone thing or what? What is it?
Yeah.
It is? Were you on an airplane?
Yeah.
Don't so. Once. You didn't say anything about my bun. Did you not notice my bun? I know you didn't, because if you did, you would have said something. I'm trying to move over.
I don't see a bun. I see a black woman with her pussy exposed on the bus.
Okay, you're delayed, but you'll see it. God, you're really delayed. She has a giant pussy crack, though, right?
Yeah. Let me see your bun.
Bun.
Ugh. God, I hate
you. It's my pony turtle.
Makes me so mad.
Also known as Facelift Friday.
The firm.
You're begging Deborah to come on. Poor Cheryl, she's so bored. What happened to us, Cheryl? We used to be able to do very entertaining shows, just you and me. What happened? Are we out of juice? Do we need to change our format?
Only if it'll piss people off.
Let's do a news show.
Oh, yeah. Let's do one called Biok Yok News.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I went to a strip club yesterday. That's kind of interesting, right?
What happened?
Well, me and my friend, let's just say J, period, because I don't want to say that his full name is James.
James, you're late.
So we went to this place called Borderline, and it's real sleazy, but we got in free because he knows this tranny that is the MC. I mean, drag queen. But she's a drag queen and MC, but she's really a trans. She's not a drag queen. You know what I mean? So what do you do that? Can you still say she's a drag queen?
No.
Well, she had these big ass nipples. Huge as nipples. And she was a larger African-American lady, and she had loose skin, but inside the loose skin were boobs. Know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying?
What's good, ladies? What's good, ladies? You have.
What's good, lady?
I'm not as fat when I don't wear clothes. No.
Lady.
What's good, lady? What were we just talking about?
It's real.
Oh, the stripping. Anyway, so we went there, and because we were going to go to some gay pride bullshit, and thank God we were both really...
anti-gay.
Hate gays, yes. So, you know, so we went there. But it was a good strip club because, you know, I wasn't about to tip anyone because they don't have that kind of money to just throw $20 at a whore. But especially when they don't do anything except rub their duty in your face.
Now, were these women or men?
Well, I'm a lesbian, so obviously there were women.
Okay, so they're men, okay. I'm confused. One of them was a train.
No, but that was the host of the drag show. Except it wasn't a drag show, it was a stripper show.
Okay.
God, I went to a strip club and even that wasn't interesting. Oh, yeah, and then James wanted to go to the Ramrod for pigging night. So we went there.
What the fuck is that? Yeah.
Ramrod is a club that smells like poppers and AIDS.
What's pjokun?
What?
What's pjokun?
Poppers.
No. Pigeon.
Pigeon? Pigeon? Pig
for picking night.
Pig, like P-I-G. Pig.
I said pjokun.
Pig night or something. And then we get there, and the guy at the door says, oh, no, because James is like, is it pig's night? And he's like, no, it's not pig's night. And he's like all disappointed. I'm like, oh, darn. You know, that sucks. It's not pig's night. We went in anyway, but it smelled like pig's night. Sure did. And everybody was wearing the same. We're wearing like, you know, Florida old people clothes, you know, just like cargo shorts and a long Walmart fatty person shirt. Well, that's what I was wearing because I'm so fat. Do you know Walmart sizes run so big that I fit into large? Can you believe that?
Wait, what?
Walmart sizes are gigantic. Like a large in Walmart is like a 2XL in a normal store.
So normally you wear a 3XL and you wear a large.
I am obese as hell, yeah. I'm huge.
Really? You're that big?
Housebound. Yeah. I have gotten in bad shape because I lost my exercise routine after Chicago. I haven't gotten back.
It's very science.
I mean, I'm eating better, but I'm exercising worse. Except for when I go to Popeyes and Wendy's.
Man.
Yeah.
Really horrible.
Oh, fuck. Would you rather die in the fucking global warming or just eat too much? I'd rather eat too much. Free country. Make your own damn choice.
I did, and look how it turned out. Not well.
So my niece met some fat queen from RuPaul's Drag Race at the Gay Pride Parade, and I don't even recognize him. She said he's famous. She looks so happy with him, though. Aww.
Who is it?
He's just some fat queen. I'll show you the picture. I'll text it to you right now. Do your Android
blown. Email it.
Oh, email. I forgot you're in the 18th century with goddamn blown.
Yeah. It's horrible.
I don't know which email to use, but I'll use the one that begins with the letter that it should begin with.
Lesbians are so horrible.
Lesbians are horrible. And so are ugly trolls like you. Mm-hmm. And Troll 2. Lizzie. Oh, that's the wrong fucking Dropbox. Ugh. Wrong Grom I'm using to do this. Where are my fucking photos? Oh, if I had an Android, I'd be able to do it. Fuck me. Fuck me, or. Fuck this BP, bitch pussy. Fuck this BP, bitch pussy. To share. Roll? Cheryl, how come it's so hard for your blown to get, like, a text message that's a picture?
Well, I don't know. It's horrible, though.
Is that just you?
No, it's probably all blowns. All blowns are created equal.
Really? Is it really a blown thing?
No, I don't know. It's just probably my piece of shit blown.
Cheryl. You know, if you use, if you switch to a Google Voice number, or you can keep your same number and just have it transfer to Google Voice, they
then you have to use Hangout.
Yeah, but it's not that bad.
I hate Hangout.
But just to send text messages.
Ugh, I hate Hangouts. And it shows you online all the time. If people bother you, I just can't deal with it.
Oh, I never answer things, so I don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, it says from iCloud, never email that. I don't use that address at all. I don't know why it did that. It's the computer, not me.
Dog, great video.
When you visit your, like, family, do they ask really dumb computer questions nonstop?
Oh, my God. The worst is when it's on the phone. Mm-hmm. Why is my computer doing this? I did this thing and this thing. Why is my iPad? When I try to do this, it does this. Yeah. Well, I don't fucking know. It's not in front of me. And I don't have a goddamn iPad, so I really don't know. Google it. Go to the Apple store. Ask someone who cares.
Yeah, why is it so hard to explain to people that you can Google everything?
I don't get it.
Like, if you can form a sentence and ask me, and I won't have the answer, but if you can Google it, you might actually get the answer. But you don't get the pleasure of annoying somebody who came over to your house just to eat!
What was that fast fact?
Excuse me? What hurts?
In the picture.
Which pixie?
He sent me. Fat fuck.
That's what I don't know. He's supposed to be famous from RuPaul's Drag Race or something, but I don't know.
I think he was a guest judge, but I don't think he's actually from RuPaul's Drag Race.
I don't know what he is, but he's fat, fine.
Annoying fag.
He has that large head and that little bitty haircut. But I bet he's real fun at bars.
Large head, bitty haircut. Squire.
Baby haircut. Baby haircut. Got it. Are we really being boring?
Can you call Debbie?
She's calling now. Debra, you rescued us. Are you in the car?
Are you in the car? Oh my God.
Cheryl,
I have been calling. Y'all must not want me on the show.
You haven't called.
Embarrassing? No, I haven't called. I've been saying girls.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're suffering because we're so
used. Why were you so upset at work today at the school? You said, I'm pulling my hair out.
Oh, did something happen?
Natalie decided to eat all the fucking chiffon lemon box ice cake. So I had nothing to serve all the girls for dessert. Nothing.
Well.
She ate it all.
All of them can afford to miss a meal once in a while.
Yeah, but these girls are growing girls.
Over at the school?
They gotta keep their strengths up, Madge, now that they're...
Girl schooled?
Now that... In one week, we've abolished hate, and it just bothers me. There's gonna be nobody else to be prejudiced against.
Well,
we removed that flag for the blacks, and now the gays can get married.
That's a valid complaint.
Who are we going to be prejudiced against now? Who are we going to hate?
Obviously, the obese.
Yeah. No, that's under bullying. We can't bully no more.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, we can. Mm-hmm.
So what you girls doing?
Well, Madge was sitting in her stink hair, sweaty laps, and dirty room.
God, you're such a bitch to me.
Very dirty. She's got used
tampons.
Yes, I hear myself. Why?
Deborah, Nate gave us $100.
No, are you serious?
He gave 60, and then I told him that I was going to just split it with Cheryl, or with me and you, and then because Cheryl wasn't willing to do a grum. And then, I think I had to say, I had to play some Listwood clips or something. And then he gave us 40 more.
I feel so bad, though. Did she get it from the midget lady?
What are you talking about?
Am I not allowed to say that? Oops.
What's a midget lady?
Well, yeah,
I don't know who's supposed to say that. Never mind.
Okay.
Never Debbie, mind. It's live, down, honey. It's live.
Can you turn down the sound in your very small car because we hear ourselves.
Yeah. Are you in your? What kind of car do you have?
I have the earphones in. And my Yugo. Oh. Hold on.
I thought you had a K car.
No, I have a Yugo. This Yugo was actually purchased by Bette Midler.
You don't have a K car?
I bought this Yugo from Bette Midler when she did this movie.
What movie, Beaches?
No, Bette Midler did this movie. Some of the audience will know. Mm. Where they bought Yugos for the whole state of New York, a town, and then they all were like dying and killing them.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Sounds good. Have you ever seen that movie?
I think so. We're going to be able to test it when I get in the house.
Will.
I think it might be.
You think it might be fixed today? You think they fixed it on a Sunday?
Well, they fixed it last week, but we didn't do a grime. I did a test, like a test hour call with the Skype lady. I just left her on and called her back and left her on.
Can't you just test? Can't you just use the testing website, testmy.net?
No, but it won't take. I can't look at the packets to make sure no packets are getting lost.
Packets?
Yeah. That was the problem. Packets were being sent out of my house, and then they were getting clogged, and then they got in the house, and they got clogged, and the packets were being opened, and there was like a whole court case, and I had to stalk them.
But Deborah, I don't understand. If the packets are missing, wouldn't that show up as like a speed decrease? Like, wouldn't that...
No.
It wouldn't? I mean, you would still get like 10 megabits up, even though...
I could get 75 down, and packets were still getting lost, like left and right.
Really?
It's weird. But I had the Wi-Fi packets didn't got... Like, only wired, it was getting really bad. I don't know, it was all weird. Like, when I plugged in through the wire like I normally would, it wouldn't work half the time.
You sound like Putt. And we went to the kitchen like we normally would. And
we went to the kitchen like we normally would.
And the chicken.
And then there was a ghost.
Yeah.
I said, good day, Putt. Just doing an honest day's work. Gonna set the toys here.
Deborah.
Sure did, Putt.
Deborah, Cheryl got read by Noah Bort like you can't imagine until you hear it.
Wait. Y'all did calls?
We called one Noah Bort and she read Cheryl. Cheryl was on the floor. Like,
I cannot wait. Oh, I love it when I'm right on the ground and get to listen.
Oh, no, this was scary. Because she's just like, oh, hello, sir. What else did she say? She said, hello, sir. She was just such a fucking bitch.
My name is Cheryl. And she's like, oh, Cheryl, how are you doing?
She's like, let's focus on positive things.
Gay marriage.
Oh, I forgot.
No, but Deborah needs to call this bitch now, because I'm really pissed at her. Please get her back. Just don't let her, you know, be a cunt.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, but just be mean back.
Yeah, get her done.
She's a fucking bitch. We hate
her. So I need to get out. So Heather needs to get on the phone, probably.
Yes, Heather Feather. Mm-hmm. Arthur got you pregnant. He's 60.
And I'm going to abort it.
Find out more
now
about
get...
the option line.
Fucking whore, she blocked us.
Option line dot.
Fucking.
She wouldn't do that.
Heather.
She loves us.
You know, it's funny because we were talking last week about how, like, in my mind, you two are actually women when you talk to Arthur. And I felt I felt like when you said, I think Cheryl said, well, like, he's actually talking to three guys. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We're women.
My black was like, you know, the things that you made him say and the things that he was talking about, you're giving him ideas. Clearly.
Oh my goodness, hello. Oh my goodness, hello.
Hi, you've reached the helpline. How can I help you? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, how can I help you today?
This is, I think, the first time that I've ever been pregnant, and I'm not sure, if it's a baby or if it's just indigestion.
Okay, have you taken a test yet to know for sure?
Yeah, and I've been, spotting, green liquid and blood, and it smells like lake perch.
Oh my goodness, what's happening? Hey, I'm so sorry. I'm in my Camry. Hello?
Okay. I would definitely be seen by
a doctor. Okay, but hold on. Can you hold on 1 second? I really got to go upstairs. I was in my Camry.
Okay.
Are you still there? Hold on. Thank you. Thanks. Oh my God. Hold on.
Sign of a great car honk. Well, in the meantime, so this is my good friend, Heather Feather. She's the one who told me I'm probably pregnant. She smelled my panty and said that that's the smell of when a woman is pregnant.
I would definitely have a test done to be sure. I would get checked out by a doctor as well.
Stacy, hold on 1 second. I'm on the phone with my friend.
Okay, Heather. I think
she's called the hotline. No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Stacy.
Heather, be quiet. Stacy.
Hold on, sweetie. Hold on. I told you, honey. I just got on the phone.
She smelled my panty and said that the fish smell is normal for a pregnant woman. Is that true?
Yeah, I told her that, like, for a woman to have an odor and stuff. Like, I was in a woman's correctional facility when I was 17. Piper Chapman was one of my cell girls. And, like, if you're pregnant, I was telling her, like, you'll have a discharge and stuff, and it will smell sort of, you know, fish. I mean, I know when you say fishy, but it just has, like, a tuna oil smell.
To be honest, I've not heard of that. The best way to know for sure if she's pregnant is definitely by having her do a test.
Or, like,
it costs too much.
No, I bought you that one from the Dollar Tree. Did you not use it?
Oh, yeah, I used that, but I thought maybe, you know, if you just smell my thing again when I come over there later, if this woman on the hotline says it, you know, you might be able to tell.
I've never heard of it. I've never heard of knowing pregnancy, knowing that someone's pregnant and by the smell on their underwear.
Well, because on this
when you're getting in the water, when you take a shower or a bath, like, if your stomach floats, I also heard that it means you're pregnant. You take, like, a Dove bar, and it'll sink, but your tummy will float.
On this one
again,
forum.
Again, the best way to know for sure is by having a pregnancy test done.
Well, on this one forum, it said that...
If she was to take Plan B... Well, I bought you those Plan B pills.
No, well, wait. If the forum said if you smell a tampon, use tampon, if it smells like burnt tuna, then you're probably pregnant. Is that right?
I've not heard of that, to be honest.
That sounds crazy. I mean, I'm just being honest and as your
so
friend.
What about this plan B? If I take like four of those, will that just take care of it, flush it out?
To be honest,
the guy, I bought that. I bought that from a guy at school.
Okay, but I don't know if that would work because that would actually have had been taken within 72 hours of the sexual encounter happening.
But what if you just take like 14 of them, flush
then
it out?
That would be way too much. It would be hard on your body and you could overdose and die.
You could die? Oh, no.
If you overdose on it, yes.
Well, okay. Well, can you just take like bleach and put it in your, you know, hoo-ha, and shake it up and down like a douche?
I don't know if that would work either because the cervix is actually closed. There's no way.
Well, what if you open it up, like with a thingy?
I don't know about that either.
Okay. Well, because they could have Heather. I could fill it with bleach and then have her blow into me until the cervix opens up. Maybe that would work. What do you think the best way to get... Hello?
I can't believe it. Why doesn't she ever just say, look, you're an asshole?
Like, oh my God, girls, stop. That's what she should say.
Yeah.
How does she not realize...
how fat I am?
Yeah.
Maybe she has that disorder, like...
wait,
from
what
a traumatic abortion.
Where's Debbie?
Am I not here?
Ooh, somebody said boiled scrod. Yes.
Am I not here? What's going on?
Boiled scrod. Yes.
I'm like the owl.
Am I here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's like, what happened to me?
Well, because you ran away when we were calling Kayla, and you were just gone. You were going to take the call, and then you're just gone.
It said you hung up on me.
No, I didn't hang up on you.
That's what it's saying.
Oh, it's fucking lying. We thought you were on the line talking.
When you called the other number, it like put me on another thing.
Oh, that happens.
Because like right now, it says like there's seven people on the phone on the Skype on the phone.
What?
It says 806.
Well, Microsoft has only had about 15 years to fix Skype or whatever.
It's still in beta.
Yeah, Skype beta. Master beta.
Oh, no.
God, I'm low energy. Can you guys think of something fun to do? Oh, so we were supposed to do, isn't this in celebration of our new rights or whatever? Yay.
Well, not my rights, but... stolen runs.
The gays.
And I love how Bobby Jindal said he was going to blow up the court.
What?
I was watching Fox News today, and I'm being serious. I thought it'd be hilarious to watch Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they were talking about like how it's splitting the Republican base because there's all these different Republicans. Some are like, oh, well, I'm not for it, but I agree with the court. It's their rule, and we have to live with it. Some were like, you know, we'll change it, blah, blah. Anyway, it's different opinions. And Bobby Jindal, he was like, yeah, Bobby Jindal just said he'd blow up the court. I was like, what?
Is that
really
what
he said? And that was on Fox News, that Sunday show they have. He said the guy that was doing the show said Bobby Jindal said he would blow up the court.
Well, he probably meant it metaphorically, what I can think.
And then that, what's his name? Mr. Graham, the preacher guy.
Billy?
He was, no, not Billy, but the other one. He's so sad, and he feels like the
Joel Osteen
gonna end now. No, not him. Not that queen.
God, she's such a disgusting Mary. I hate her.
She's a queen right there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, can you believe in the same week they banned the flag, and then we celebrated the gays, and then Obama sat there and did the press, a speech
Amazing
for the gays.
Amazing Grace, and he sang.
Oh, my Lord, I cried, y'all.
Did you?
It was sad.
You did.
Yeah, it was sad, y'all.
You know, but like, why don't they ban guns instead of the flag, you know? I mean, or both. Not that the flag is good. I don't like it.
Well, my thing is, they need to make, this is what they need to do. Because I think Bill Maher said this. The thing is, don't ban guns. Just make them as hard as it is to get an abortion in America. Because abortions are legal, but it's really hard to get one because guess what? The closest abortion clinic to anybody is like 700 miles away. So just have one gun store in like the Northeast, one gun store in the Southwest, and that's it. You want a gun, you got to drive 10,000 miles. There you go. Yeah. It's still legal. It's the same thing with an abortion clinic.
Well, there's an abortion clinic like less than a mile from me. There's an abortion clinic.
That's different. Look where you're at, honey. The abortion clinic
in Florida is closer to than the Wendy's.
Yeah, but that's where you are. Most places, you know, now the abortion clinics are really hard to, like, no mother that's homeless and needs to get an abortion has access to it.
Well, I got one yesterday. What's your point?
Yeah, but you DIY. You do YouTube abortions. Are there any? Oh. We should find out if there's an abortion on YouTube, like how to do an abortion. DIY, right?
That'd be a good video for Cheryl to do.
Yeah.
I think your screen is fucked.
Who's my screen?
Screen.
No, it isn't.
You're off air. Oh, okay.
No, I'm not. Yes, it's orange. It looks funny. That means I think that means it's fucking up. Wait, am I on my VPN? Oh, I got to turn off the VPN. Okay, audience, it's going to disappear and then come back. Bye. Okay, I'm switching. You guys still there? Hello? You there now? You're back?
Yeah, you sound horrible.
What?
Whatever. Now you doubt she's lying.
Well, I turned off the VPN, but the...
Why?
Well, because I thought the...
It was throttling it. Couldn't support the bandwidth.
Oh, now it's back. It's back now. Looks okay. No, because there's a thing on Wirecast where it turns orange if your bandwidth is getting squishy.
Squishy?
So I turn off the VPN. It looks okay now. Hi, honey. What are we talking about? Oh, so gay rights, whoopee shit. Who cares?
What?
No, I mean, it's great, Deborah. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for it, logically, but... But personally, I was telling Cheryl, I feel like I'm watching somebody's birthday party that I wasn't invited to. That's my feeling.
Oh, because
I'm an old maid, yes.
Well, the thing about it is...
Mm-hmm. Look, I can't stand people chewing. There's no way I could live with somebody, let alone marry them. I mean, are you kidding me?
Well, the thing about it is, man, I don't think any other president, and I'm still thinking, Obama wasn't for gay marriage. Yes, he was, honey. He was always for, just like Obama's an atheist. I don't care what anybody says. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, of course.
But I mean, the thing about it is he just said shit to get in the door, and he's doing everything he said he was going to do. I mean, being honest, he really is doing everything he said he was going to do.
TPP and everything.
Well, besides that, that's the only thing that's, But, I mean, he's doing, you know, he did the health care, and he didn't close Guantanamo, but
he didn't close the school.
He did a lot for social and domestic issues, but as far as...
Way more than everybody else.
The economy and the military, I'm not crazy about, but yeah.
Well, and economy and military go hand in hand. You need more military if you want more economy.
Your internet's having some problems.
Mine?
Yeah.
Well, too fucking bad, isn't it?
Well, it's cutting out for our listeners.
Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Oh, fuck. It is cutting out. Just log me out of Facebook. Comcast is on my ass, apparently. God damn it.
It's Kayla. She's hacking the mainframe, y'all.
Yeah.
It looks like it's back now, whatever was wrong. It seems to have happened as soon as I turned my laptop on. Maybe the laptop is... I think the Mac software, sucks a lot of...
It doesn't have anything with you being on a beta, does it?
I'm not on the beta anymore.
I listened to the first Troll movie that y'all did. Mm. And at one point, Debbie was making an impression of me. And she said, "You're on a beta, aren't you?" And it made me lol.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
I think that's when Madge was like, that's something Cheryl so would say. And I was like,
I don't even remember. I don't even remember doing these shows.
Oh. Wonder what that means.
I seriously think I might have early onset, so that could be fun. Just call me Julianne.
No.
Like, well, seriously, my mind
Julie
is
Andrews,
not
she
good.
Is not.
Not Julie Andrews, Julianne Moore, that fucking movie.
Oh.
They, you know, Ask Me Norma, what was it called?
Y'all, Beats is going to, Apple Music will be out tomorrow.
Oh, yay, whoa. I can spend more money. Oh, thank God.
I'm
can
so
give,
excited.
I can
no,
give
we
Apple.
Won't. I think we can share it.
Will you buy it, then?
Well, I think I'm going to get the family account anyways.
No,
how does
family.
That family work, though?
How it works is you get it, and then you make me and Cheryl
what
family
a
members.
Piece of shit, I don't
but
want
you can
that.
Use it too, Cheryl, on the Android.
What is it? Is it just like Pandora, but better music, or what?
No, it's like Spotify. Oh, but now I'm going to tell you. Remember, I've been telling you like a million times, but you don't understand. The radio station, if you listen to the top six radio stations, they're all curated now. And oh, my God, the pop one is so good. It won't let you like the songs anymore because, you know, it's picked by a human being now.
Human being. But are you talking about the regular Apple Radio, or are you talking about the new thing online?
Not the... The Beats one is the live. Yeah, My Talk Radio. Did y'all talk about being featured in the App Store?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, did we?
That is so amazing.
I don't give a shit.
How do you not get... You
because
got it, picked,
because
honey.
It's nice. It's nice, but first of all, it's not the first time.
Honey, meaning they picked you, meaning they know what this show talks about.
They have
about.
Picked
I mean, come
me.
On.
They have picked me many times. When they do Pride Week, I'm usually on there. It's just usually people don't make
They've
a big deal about it.
They never put in no App Store, honey.
But the it's the same fucking thing. Who gives a shit?
That's
the
a
point
million
is,
people, honey. That
nobody looks at it, Deborah. I am sorry to burst your bubble, but nobody fucking looks at it. You scroll down. Okay, first of all, you look
well,
on the page.
How did we find it?
But you told me to look for it, and I looked for it.
Other people, everybody noticed it.
One person found it, and they told other people. Okay, listen.
No.
Listen. This is why
I looked through it the other day before I knew you were on.
Well, then how come nobody noticed it last year or the year before?
Because I didn't. I always
because you didn't look.
They didn't put you on.
No, it's just nobody noticed.
Are you looking at the things I'm typing to you?
When there's a gay section, I'm East Radio.
You really don't care that your listeners can't even watch or groan in your.
Well, I don't know what the fuck to do about it. Oh yeah, we.
Are you downloading some shit in the background?
No.
Are you backing up files?
Okay, I turned off the other computer.
Are you doing Dropbox shit? Are you backing up iCloud photos? Mm.
It's well, working for me. I see mail.
iCloud doesn't tell you. iCloud no longer feels it necessary to tell you when it's using your data.
Is iPhoto using it and you just don't realize it?
That's how would I know?
The Discover app? The Discover process?
How would I know? How do I find that out, Deborah?
Just launch Activity Monitor. And then look at your bandwidth history, and you'll know there. That'll show you when everything's using bandwidth. Your network.
Yeah.
Go after close out the school command option Z.
But it doesn't show me which.
SS log, Ruby.
But
Ruby on Rails.
It doesn't show me which.
I told people to please hold. We're working on Bean Manager's tech support. Thank you.
Reagan says it's actually worse now. You should probably reboot your system.
Yeah.
You should probably start running Windows.
Mm-hmm. Remember when you got that shitty Windows PC?
I do. That was horrible. That was like a really bad experience.
Krusty came the on
laptop.
And sold it.
The laptop.
Yeah. She sold it with Krusty come on it.
I did? I don't remember that part.
Yeah. Sure do. You remember when Andy had the little...
Okay, hold on a second, you guys. I'm going to stop the stream, and then I'm going to make the bandwidth lower, and then I'm going to put it back on rather than rebooting, see if that helps.
Rather.
Because we don't need a lot of video. We're not showing any videos. Be right back. Burb.
No.
Shucking an ankle. So right now I'm on 720p. We don't need 720p to see my ugly,
to
greasy face.
Ugly.
No. I can call myself ugly. I got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Failed file transfer. Wow. Who sends Skype file transfers? Sanford and Son?
What?
Yeah. You heard me. Sanford and Son.
Sanford and Son.
Is the stream back? It's still orange on my screen.
Orange.
Oh, bandwidth. I see. My other monitor was covering that.
Okay, y'all, bam.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's still fucked, though. I turned the stream... I turned the bandwidth down, and it's still fuckage.
Restore?
I guess I'll reboot. All right, audience, take a break. We'll be back and right after these.
Take a break to check your balances on your...
Yeah, take a break and give us some fucking money.
Regions.
But if they really can't hear us, then they aren't going to know to take a break. Who cares?
You've already stopped it.
Can you tell them in the thing holder?
Well, thank God, because I said a local bank anyway.
No, I haven't stopped it yet. Okay, so... back. Now I have to start the stream again. Wirecast. This takes a fucking long time. So it's involved, shall I say. So now I have to go in to Wirecast. Come on. And then I have to turn on the... change the thing, because that always fucks up. Because that's weird that way. You know. Yeah. Okay, then that. We have that going now. So now we have that. Now I can start the stream. And it's going to ask me for the Ustream password, which I have to look up in 1Password. Because I can't remember anything. Let's see. Honey. Oh, no, it's still memorized? Is that right? Are we on? Is this thing on for real? Christ on a stick. Someone let me know if I'm on by saying I heard the snort. If you heard the snort, I need to know if this thing's working. Is it working? Papa? 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 Girdle. Hello? Y'all there? Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? Okay, so let's go to Skype now. Skype. Oh, boy, on a wheel. All right. No abort Cheryl. Let's call everyone again. Why not? This should work, even if it's not streaming. Audience. Hello?
Hi.
Oops.
This episode of
Utrecht. Oh, no.
Power 8-0.
Hello, this is the helpline.
Oh my
God. Hey. That was super bitch. Because you remember, Cheryl, she said, helpline.
Hello, this is helpline.
That's super bitch. We have to get super bitch. Come on.
I hate her.
You have to get her somehow. Well, just can you go off on her hard? No, I think she needs a Cheryl abusive.
You, you fucking cunt bitch or motherfucking cunt. Okay.
You kept it, you almost died.
Hi, you've reached the helpline. How can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. How can I help you today?
I think that I may have had an accident with my boyfriend, and I think that the stuff that he made me drink made me black out, and now I think he filled me with his spermies.
Okay, have you taken a test yet to know for sure?
No.
No, but find you a pregnancy center in your area that can do a test for free, and it's confidential.
Oh, well, my good friend told me that if I just take, next time I go to the Bay Room, if I take a sample of my duty and I smear it on the wall and smell it, then I'll be able to tell if I'm pregnant or not. Is it right?
No, I've not heard that. I've not heard of that method.
Okay, are there other methods besides a test? Because I'm agoraphobic and I don't like to go in public. And maybe there's some kind of thing I can do, like a smear test. Can I just like use a mirror and look inside of myself?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, can I tell by the thickness of my vaginal walls, maybe?
Again, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. So I can't, like, use a caliper and measure the thickness of my walls?
No, I don't think that would tell you if pregnancy's happened or not. Only a pregnancy test can do that.
Oh, okay. And what about if is there some kind of drink that I can do so that next time my boyfriend is inside of me that, you know, it kills the spermies, like maybe filling my walls with needles or something?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. Do you have any medical training?
I do not.
Okay, so you're not a medical professional?
Correct.
Oh, no. Do you have a sense of what's normal and not normal?
I do. I've been pregnant 4 times.
4 times? Did you keep all of those?
I lost the first one and kept the other 3.
Okay. Oh, Lord. Did you lose it on purpose?
Nope, it just kind of naturally happened.
Okay. That's kind of sad. All right. Well, I think, oh, sorry, it's my doge, Trotsky.
Well, what about the gays? Will that affect my baby?
It shouldn't.
Because, you know, they can marry now, and it makes me sad and scared.
Why is that?
Because they can get married now.
Okay.
That ain't normal.
But they have the right to be happy.
Well...
Yeah. Well, that's true, I suppose. Well, you're right. Well, so, okay, well, I think that I'm going to go and talk to my doctor tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. That way you can find out for sure what's going on and go from there.
Yeah, do you okay. think...
Huh? What happened?
Oh, whoop. Jerry, you messed it up.
Do you Why? Think? Oh my God.
Could you started to talk when I was talking for you?
Whoops.
It took that to get her to know.
You know, it's really hard. I have to say, speaking for myself, of course, it's really hard to demonize these people.
You know, I like her. Wow.
I like all of them except for Hotline.
Well, wait.
Well, I actually feel like she's the only normal one. Yes. She's probably just working there to get money.
What about that Hotline? She is such a fucking bitch.
Well,
what happened to that rude one that was like, they don't understand, Rob. We are going to take them to court, Rob. Remember
oh,
her?
The crazy lady. I think she went insane from us.
Well, and
she's the same one. You got to pray. You got to pray.
It's all of those ones.
No, that's a different one. Oh. That's the other crazy one. The other one has a more New York accent, white one.
You're right, you're right.
She sounds thin. The white one. Do you picture, like, what they look like in my head? Like, well, to me, Kayla has, short hair, short red hair, you know, that she keeps perfectly straight, but it's cut, you know, sort of like a momage, and she's sort of, like, overweight a little bit and has little wrinkles and real pale and chubby.
We've seen pictures of Kayla, haven't we?
Margarita.
Haven't we seen pictures of Kayla? Wasn't she on that brochure?
No, I don't think so. Just Margarita.
Well, you need to get an updated brochure.
I felt so bad when she said she lost the first one. It's like, oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
It sort of ruined it. And then she was like, well, aren't they entitled to be happy?
That was pretty annoying.
Yeah, I mean...
But it doesn't take away the fact that she's still... I mean, how long ago was the last call? Maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
That's her strategy.
She doesn't remember.
No, I think it's her strategy. Nobody is that stupid, Cheryl. Nobody.
Yes, she is.
Nobody's that stupid.
Madge!
Come really, on. Man?
And, unless she's just there for a check and she just don't care no more.
But, like, the way that she responds...
She handles it totally differently than the others. The others freak out. She actually handles it better, I think.
Why does she hang up then, do you think? Do you think she just hangs up?
She has four things written down.
The stream is freaking out.
About her not being a medical professional.
I guess it's my turn to have internet problems because they fixed Deborah's, so... Are you guys having a problem?
Well, we couldn't have too many things.
Oh, yeah, the she thinks I'm farming Bitcoin. This is not me. Yep, this
you
is
are.
I think it might be my bandwidth. Let me do a test. That'll really
Bitcoin
change the server. When you do the first test, change it to a different server just so you make sure it ain't the server.
Well, I don't use test my net. I don't use Speedtest because Speedtest is a scam.
Test my net. Oh.
Testmy.net, because flash tests are not as reliable.
Yeah, you do like an overall, like, quantified totally. Mechanical view of your relationship with your internet.
Well, the thing is, the ISPs a lot of times will work with speed test, even though it's bullshit. They don't, because they don't, I don't fucking know. I don't know what
it's
the fuck
I'm talking about.
My upload test... I'm getting upload 4.2. That's not what it should be, but that's not by any means low. It should be fine for what I'm doing. It must be on Ustream's end. It must be. Yeah. I think it's a Ustream problem.
Be patient. Testing my connection.
Yeah, I'm getting 76 megabits down and 9.3 up. That's perfect. So, I think it's the Ustream 26 people.
26 megabits down.
76.
5 up.
Everybody's probably using Ustream right now to stream gay stuff. You know, like marriages and shit like that.
Mm-hmm, but they should kick them off because we are featured on iTunes, and they're not.
Man, this shit keeps crashing my Adobe Flash plugin.
What does?
Your live broadcast, Ustream bullshit.
Well, I don't have that kind of power, Cheryl, to crash people's browsers.
Ridiculous.
I don't just press a button. Crash Cheryl now. Crash to Cheryl.
And some people listen to this show and don't realize I have my own podcast. But what I want y'all to do, girls, is anybody that's getting married, shoot me an email so I can give you a shout out on the ground.
That's nice. What ground?
Yeah, I wanted to do a little episode, you know, for the fans. You know, like a thank you episode. Just, you know, naming their names or their...
Jesus, Bruce.
Name.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
If they get married.
Yeah, so. I think you should name the names of the people who don't get married. Me, Madge Weinstein. Old maid, yay.
But you can get married if you want to.
To what? A steak?
Honey, why don't you do that lovely thing I told you about that? Get you some Slavic lady or whatever, like on Orange is the New Black.
Why the fuck would I want to do that? So I'd have to get a translator to talk to her, the bitch, because she's sleeping with other people? I don't think so.
Sharon, did you catch up yet?
No, she didn't.
No.
We talked.
Honey, catch up.
She's a bitch.
What the fuck? The blacks are the main ones that love them. Girl, you watch that new Orange? Oh, girl, let me get you, girl. Let me get your Netflix login, girl. Girl, come on, girl. Girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Robertson.
God, that makes me hungry for chicken.
Did he say anything yet about the marriage?
I don't know, but the woman who always reads the viewer letters. It reminds me so much of you and a job that you would probably have.
Okay, hold on a second. I got to turn the stream off again, and I'm going to reduce the download.
Did you hear the one where he said about the lady's baby could have been Hitler?
Yeah.
What?
Imagine you got to play that one.
What?
I'm going to find it.
Okay, I'm switching the stream. Hang on. I'm going to turn the VPN back on first. Yeah, I know it's buffering, Reagan. I know. Wow. VPN. Private. Maybe I'm losing packets. I don't know. So how do you tell if you're losing packets, Deborah? Oh, she's not there. Deborah. God, my ass stinks. Batman. Hello? 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 Is anybody there? I don't think there's anybody back there. Fuck, my ass stinks. All right, come on, bitches. Yeah. Girls, why don't I hear you? It should be reconnecting them now. Girls. Girls. Let me just start it again. Here we go. We'll include Noah aboard again.
Honey.
Hello?
Okay.
Okay, Sharon, it's happening.
Do it.
I'm saying...
Oh, this help.
Oh, my goodness. Hello? Hello? Motherfuck.
That was bitch face again.
That's the one I'm supposed to bitch out, but yes. I couldn't hear her say hotline.
Because Deborah
was talking. Did Madge hang up on you too, Cheryl?
Yes.
Okay, I told you I was restarting the stream. You weren't listening.
Yeah, but then you were like, Deborah, hello, hello. And then you made me think it was mine again. You almost gave me a heart attack. And then I pulled up. I was telling you how to do the technical thing. Now go click on Skype and go to window and go, or just do Command 5.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Do Command 5, Madge.
What does
that
do?
Click on Skype and do Command 5.
What the fuck does that do?
Do it.
Yeah.
It does. It goes bloop bloop to me. It doesn't do anything. What's it supposed to do?
Are you on Skype, Madge?
Yeah, Skype is better with friends, it says.
Hit Command 5.
I know what Command is. Yeah, and it doesn't do nothing. What's it supposed to do?
Okay, go up to Window.
Yeah.
And then say Technical Call Information. And then it shows you, like right now, my jitter's 29, my packet loss is... My packet loss...
I must have a different version, because mine doesn't say that. Mine just says, under window, it doesn't have technical call information as an option.
The hell version are you running, honey?
I think it's current. It says 7.7. What are you on?
0.7?
7.7 of Skype.
That's what I'm on, honey.
I'm on 7.8.
Well, aren't you just a hot cunt?
Maybe I'll need to update.
Maybe. But that's not the problem with Ustream. That's a different thing. It could be. If Skype is freaking out and using too much bandwidth, it could be using all the bandwidth.
Yeah, I think I need another piece of chocolate. Woo,
I need some fucking food, too. I wish somebody lived here. Oh, there is an update. I'm going to update it. Fuck it.
No, because then what if it ain't compatible with something?
No.
Then it will be done and have money. I don't know. I feel like my ass stinks, you guys.
Oh, honey. You in showers. Are you sure you're not 15?
I am. I wish. Okay, I'm going to turn off Skype now, and I'm going to restart it again. So play with your vaginas.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss the day goodbye. The sweetness. Audience is still there. Audience. Hi, audience. The sweetness and the sorrow. It's as if we always knew, but I can't regret. What I did for lips, lips, whores. Fuck, man. Where's my hex chat? There she is. But I can't forget what I did for hate. What I did for hate. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm bitter. No, 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 no. I'm bitter. No, 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 I'm bitter. Is that you? Normalness?
Hi.
Is this normal? Is that your name, Normal? Miss Normal?
Oh, I had the microphone turned down.
There now I'm at version 7.9, so the latest is 7.9, apparently.
Oh.
Will. But I still don't have that option. Are you in like a debugger mode? Is there like a debugger mode in Skype that you have turned on? Must be.
No.
It must be.
Let me look. Hold on, Jim.
Yes, there's a switch in advanced on settings. Display technical call information.
Oh, my bad. Must have forgot. Do we do direct connections when we grum?
What do you mean?
It says allow direct connections to my contacts only when you're going to call someone who is in contact. Oh, that's just it. Hides.
I don't know what that means, honey. I thought Skype is peer-to-peer. Okay,
yeah, so, it is.
Okay, packet loss, zero so far, but I guess
give
I
it time. Keep it popped up, because if you click off of it, it'll restart.
Okay, but I can keep Skype minimized or no?
Yeah, but just keep that technical.
Yeah, I got you.
Look how pretty it is.
It is pretty.
I miss the old Skype, though. I still like the old Skype better. You remember how it used to look?
I don't know, but do you like my new profile pic, Norma?
Where's it at?
On fucking Facebook. Where's it at?
I thought you meant on Skype.
Well, maybe, bitch, I don't.
Oh, my God, Grant. Mm. Jesus Christ.
That's what I said, now.
I love her. She's my favorite on the new this season, which I've mentioned like 80 times. But I can't forget what I did. So, do you have any boyfriends we should call? To celebrate gay rights. I mean, we have to celebrate with people. Who else can we call? Prayer Line? Because the prayer lines for gay rights are
popular. Oh, call 700 Club. I haven't called them in a while.
Yeah, okay. Yes. What's this? From now on, what's this means what's the phone number of 700 Club.
Oh, yeah.
What's this? What's this? Cheryl, you like that?
Man, are you using a telegram?
Well, we called the trucker hotline, yes, too, and be like, I was driving my 7x7, and those gays, they're out rattling because they're so happy they're getting married, and I told them, get out of the way, and they wouldn't stop. They were doing a thing, you know, they were a chain, a human chain, and I ran the gays over.
The gays at school.
Yeah.
Joe and Natalie are freaking out and fucking in the bushes.
Well, as long as they're doing their marrying.
I think we lost all our listeners.
Yeah, as long as...
Did we?
What? What?
Did we?
What did you say?
Did we? She said we lost all the listeners. Oh, but here, play this first before we call anybody. Here you go.
Let me make sure. We're still broadcasting, right?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Showing all kinds of videos.
Oh. What, did you just shit your pants? That's a weird sound.
I had a little burpee.
You made a burpee. Oh, boy.
I'm not getting no yeast radio.
So far, I have zero packet loss. Zero.
That's good.
My religious freedom is being infringed.
Okay, we're live. It's working.
Okay. Yeah, but I think, audience, this problem I'm having is a Ustream problem. I'm pretty sure, because nothing on my end seems wrong.
Can't be.
Yeah, no packet loss.
Can't be.
Deborah, is your internet fixed?
Yeah, mine's fine.
So yay.
So far, so good.
So yay, then.
Y'all haven't said, you know, oh, she sounds like a robot.
That's true, but I wasn't sure. I thought maybe you're still on the AT&T thing or something.
Oh, I got that as a backup. I can't get DSL when I try to get it. I forgot to tell y'all.
Why would anyone want DSL?
I couldn't even get dial-up. This is a fucking monopoly.
Well, who has
it's everywhere. It's like that everywhere in the country, Deborah. It sucks. There's no choice. There was more choice when the internet first was, you know, when it was new in the late 90s. Then you could have tons of choice. Now everybody's, it's like three providers. It's such bullshit.
Amazing.
But don't worry, you can get a job in Vietnam soon.
Yeah.
Girls.
Yeah. Toilet baby.
Okay, who are we calling? Oh, that you just gave me the
number. Play that video first.
Do I have to play the video? Can I just play the audio?
Yeah, the video's got to go first before we call.
I'm just playing the audio, okay? Just the audio.
Who says, a coworker confronted me in the break room and said she can't believe in a God who let her baby of 3 years old die, suffering a long battle in and out of hospitals while he heals other children. She asked me, why did God allow my baby to die? I told her that I didn't know why her child died, but God sees the whole picture. We see only in part. What else can I say?
What you have to understand, I think, in the Old Testament, it was like God's responsible for everything. He brings out the bad. He brings out the good. He's responsible for everything. More and more in the New Testament era, we have come to realize that human beings have an agency. They have responsibility. And a lot of things happen because of what humans do.
Yes.
I mean, people die in hospitals because of medical malpractice. somebody cuts the wrong thing and somebody dies.
I found
it happens all the time.
Listen,
a nurse gives a patient the wrong medicine. Well, you're going to blame that on God? That's not God. That's people who make a mistake.
Listen.
Now, as far as God's concerned, he knows the end from the beginning, and he sees a little baby, and that little baby could grow up to be Adolf Hitler. He could grow up to be Joseph Stalin. He could grow up to be serial killer, or he could grow up to die of a hideous disease. God sees all that. And for that life to be terminated while he's a baby, he's going to be with God forever in heaven. So that isn't a bad thing. So how could God do that? How could a good God let that happen? Well, the good God...
Sorry, what the fuck is he talking about? Hitler could be aborted, so that's bad? Am I missing something?
He's telling her that she should have told the lady in the break room that it's a blessing your baby died because he could have been the next Hitler.
Oh, so God wanted him to die because he was a Hitler.
Yeah, that's probably the reason the baby didn't survive. I mean,
that's the most likely, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we'll obvious.
That baby to
you know what they say,
right
Occam's Razor.
That isn't a bad thing.
I wish
thing.
I could reach into that video and nibble on his Earl.
Yeah, you
and his lovely, saggy cheeks.
Yeah.
I don't
Bash
know.
Him on top of you and just...
You know, the problem I have is I find so many of these assholes likable. I mean, this is really a problem for
likeable,
me.
Likeable, man.
Yes, I find him likeable. I do.
No, I can understand the woman with the fucking pink hair, but
listen,
him?
You can't, I don't actually find her particularly likeable. I like him, I like Newt Gingrich, I don't like Joel Osteen.
You,
what?
I don't. Who else do I like?
Cheryl, I'm waiting.
No,
I'm
I don't like confused. Cheryl. I don't like Cheryl. There's somebody else who I find. Ann Coulter. I think Ann Coulter is nice. I like her.
Oh my God.
I could totally be friends with Ann Coulter because she's hilarious. She is.
What?
Yeah, she's funny as shit. And I also like that Chinese lady, Michelle Malkin.
We need to be done now.
Okay. The thing about this is there's two things with Ann Coulter. She's saying this shit because she's selling books and she knows that that's what makes money.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
Or. If it's not true, the bitch is fucking psychologically batshit crazy. And that's even sadder because we're letting some bitch that needs to be in a fucking psych.
Well, you know what? You guys like to watch.
And people need to stop feeding the fucking bitch. And Bill Maher should be ashamed for having her own thing.
But look at this. Look at these people we make famous because they're awful. Sweet J. What's that? All the girl, the black people on the internet, all of them.
That's way different.
That
these
fucking
people
no teeth,
harmful.
The balloon ladies, whatever.
She they're ain't affecting your rights.
They're freak shows.
Bitch. Skeletor looks like she walked out of them.
They're freak shows. It's funny. It's ridiculous. I don't promote her. I never retire.
No, I ain't talking about you. I see Bill Maher, honey.
What about Bill Maher?
Is somebody like chewing on a piece of paper?
It's fucking Cheryl. She never stops goddamn eating when she talks to us.
Not eating.
What are you grazing? Are you like eating a plate like a goat?
I was moving my headphones because it was hurting my ears.
I don't care about your
ears. So you don't have a podcast mic? Is what
Can
somebody send her an Amazon gift card that will only work for a podcast?
She doesn't want that. Cheryl likes what she has.
I don't like all that shit.
I mean,
what about a cute little headset, maybe?
She has a headset.
A headset that, you know, like the black one that Madonna used in the 80s that goes out in front of your mouth.
I have one of those. I call it the Madonna mic.
There, mail it to Cheryl, please.
No.
Get her a big, like,
why?
7
Those things
inch
are a pain in the ass. I've used those before. They're a pain in the ass. That's why I don't use it, because it's really hard.
The kind you used to get with Dragon.
Yeah. The thing is, it's really hard not to get mouth noise on those things, because if they're below your nose, they get your nose air. If they're in front of your mouth, they get your mouth air. And
well, how much is a lapel one?
I have a lapel one, and it's wireless, and it costs like $500.
Well, yeah, can we not give her one of those?
Lapel.
Look, how did those work, though, Madge, for real? Like, why does it sound so good, even though it's, like, on their chest? And, like, they'll be moving and talking, and it doesn't, like, make that, you know, like...
Oh, it goes like that.
That kind of...
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's... Okay, so I'll show you. I have one here.
Well, you're not
going to
use
those at the dorm.
I'm going to show you. So here, I'm showing you.
Where do they hide it then?
I'm showing you this. See how you wrap it? It's all about how you wrap the cable in the...
Remember, you're not doing video anymore, but yeah.
Yeah, I am doing video. I've been on video. What are you talking about? What do you mean I'm not doing video?
You're just doing audio.
No. Where do you get that from?
Cheryl?
Yeah, with the program.
What?
I remember, you said you were going to just... Oh, wait. You do see it?
Yeah, you're stupid.
Oh, I guess the Ustream is messed up.
You might be a stupid bitch. I mean... Are you saying there's no video?
No, I see it, Madge.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, so what it is, it's probably this chat, like Cheryl was saying last week.
The page on your website is totally fucked.
Why?
Yeah, that's what it is.
With the stupid chat, it fucks it up.
Well, then it's the IRC that's fucking it up.
Yeah.
Well, fix it.
Okay, I see you.
Why is it, how is it fucking it up? It's making
what the happened to the cunt? Did it eat itself?
The cunt?
The cat's gone.
Yeah, well, the cat died.
What's that right behind you, that piece of plastic?
That was in the first half of the Grum. That was covered. We covered this.
Oh.
Now I want to show you the microphone, Deborah.
That's an ugly office chair.
Can you just shut your fuck hole? God damn it.
I remember having one of those.
So, see how it's looped? So you loop the wire for the microphone under this, so that way when you tape it to yourself or to somebody else's, it's like, first of all, you put the wire under the clothes, so that way it's not going to move around too much. And then you put the mic like on something, on a collar like this, or, you know, like the button down part of a thing.
Yeah.
And then
it makes its own little thingy. Oh, okay.
Like almost like a bouncy thing, like when I use the mic.
Yeah, the boom.
And then the rest of it is just, it's just a very high quality mic. That's why it's expensive.
Okay, if we can make a mic that small that sounds real good, why can't they put it in the damn phone?
Because it costs a fucking fortune.
How much does it cost?
I don't think, but technically it doesn't.
And you know, it's large.
It doesn't cost anything. You know what I mean?
How much it costs?
There are different mics for different purposes. Now, this is a good mic, but you see, when you set it up on, when you hook it up on somebody, you're positioning it in such a way that it will only work in that one position. If you moved it around like you move a phone around, it probably would suck.
Oh, so it's beam forming or whatever.
It's, well, no, the one I have actually is omnidirectional. Usually the ones in studios are unidirectional, but I use the omnidirectional, like when you hear my... When I walk around the kitchen and stuff, you hear a lot of background noise. Like,
yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Dishes. Yeah, I like it too, so that's why. But most of the time, broadcasters use the directional one. So it's basically shooting right at their mouth.
Scratch their pussy and you don't hear
it. And then say, I killed her. I killed them all.
And see, the other thing is too, because when you have a mic positioned in the same place, distance from the mouth, you can adjust your amplifiers and equalizers and compressors and shit so that it makes it sound real nice. Like this mic now only sounds like I can talk to you from far away, but that's because I have a strong compressor on. If I turn the compressor off, I'll show you. It sounds horrible.
Compress.
Like if I turn that off, it goes like... Okay, so this is... See, now it's off. So you can hear me. See how when I move away?
Oh, yeah.
Now when I'm close... Far away. Now I'll turn the compressor on.
And it equals it out.
And now I'm close. Now I'm far away. Big difference, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a nice little lesson there, didn't
compressing.
We?
Compressing. So basically, I need all kinds of new computer equipment.
You don't need any of it, Cheryl, because what you have is fine, because you need to be able to walk around your fucking house with your laptop. And it's too hard to do it. When you have a wireless... rig.
Wait, why do you use... Do you really use the laptop?
Yeah.
Why don't you just use the phone, I mean?
The phone?
Yeah.
Why would I use the phone?
Because then you can just put it in your back skinny flap ass, and then... You know what I mean? Instead of the computer?
I don't think the quality is as good with the phone. At least not in my experience.
No, it's not.
Plus, she has a blown, so that means it's
going
to scratch. I bet
it's just fine, Debbie.
Exactly. It is fine. We've been doing this for seven... How many years have we been doing this dumbass shit?
Well, I guess it doesn't matter since she doesn't have a podcast anyways, because I think they're about to remove it because it's been so goddamn long.
You know, I think we did this... I know we're doing these in 2008, It's been almost, I think that's when we started, maybe before. So we've been pretty much 10 years of doing this.
So when was the time when Debbie used to disappear?
That was until recently. Where did you disappear to, Deborah? Yeah. What was that about?
That's when I first went to Korea, you know, and I couldn't podcast from there, obviously.
I don't really believe the Korea, though. North Korea?
Yeah, I really did.
And you were in jail.
I volunteered for a North Korea sanctioned immortal cream making service.
I mean, from snow.
Absolutely, that sounds great.
Abscessed on the gum.
Well,
and also I'm thinking about also if anybody wants to buy rebel flags, I am going to be making them.
Okay.
What happened with the flag thing? Why is that Charleston thing related to the flag?
It's still up.
Why is it related to the flag?
And then the one girl got it down, and then they put her in jail.
I know. Mm-hmm. But explain to me, like, why is it so directly related to the flag? Did the killer mention the flag or something?
Well, the killer was wearing the shirt, the African genocide. I don't want to misspeak.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Cheryl, come on now. Mm-hmm. Shirt. Charleston. T-shirt.
My packets are perfect, by the way.
Then maybe it fixed.
I might have had a little
glitches. Let me just look in the chat. Somebody's probably already said in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
No. Anyways, he was wearing a shirt.
What were we even talking about?
You were asking why the flag's such a big deal now. But anyways, he was wearing a shirt that it's the same thing, basically, but for another country. And this flag is disrespectful. Cool.
Press 8.
Because, like I said before, when you go, you know, to Germany and all these other places.
Press 8.
To all these other places, do you, you don't see people, you know, with Nazi flags.
Thank you for calling the 700 Club. We are currently experiencing very high call volumes. Please try your call again later, and may God.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. So he was wearing a t-shirt, but he was in another country? What?
And then he had pictures of him and the rebel flag and his family, you know, with the rebel flag.
So that's why it was the flag's fault, not the gun?
So it's called the rebels.
It is the gun's fault and the person's fault, but he was raised like that.
Because what I think is hilarious
is... Honey, see, you weren't raised in the South. Now, if I was raised in the South...
Hypothetically speaking.
And I knew people that were like that, that may have been not part of the family.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying... These people are crazy. Racism and that flag are hand in hand. I mean, people will say it doesn't, but when those doors get shut, honey, that N-word's flying.
Does racism affect my life? Not at all.
Yes, it does.
The flag is really like a part of racism, and it's really important to them.
And some of these people, you got to be retarded, no offense, to sit there and say, oh, it's just about heritage. Honey, when them doors are shut, you're saying in the back of the yard, you know, those N-words are taking over. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We should ship them on a boat and blow the boat up when we send them back. Congress should have made them all go back.
Well,
and then Bud Light cans are opened, and then next thing you know, a little fat man's laying in the middle of the road playing that
Bush Light.
Maybe it was Budweiser, and then he's honey,
Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Your Bush is showing
that horrible beer,
your meat.
that's my inside.
I want to see my meat.
Yeah. And some of these people now that are saying take my flag away, they're just saying it because they want to have something to be mad about. Come on, just a fucking flag. Get over it. Bye bye.
But it is just a fucking flag. Blah blah. But the fact is that it is not what killed people, and I think it's completely gotten out of hand.
So it has nothing to do with the guns. Right. How dare
it's like such an obvious diversion of thought. to keep people. It's like people don't want to think about the guns, so they force this frenzy about the flag, which is ridiculous.
I mean, it's a symbol, though. When you take somebody's symbol away,
it's just a symbol. A symbol doesn't kill people. A gun kills people.
No, nobody's saying that, but the symbol will inspires people, Madge. Yeah, look at an Apple logo. Yes, it makes half of these fucking fanboys.
That's true. That's true, but it is not anything as dangerous and as direct.
I absolutely agree as, with you.
But look at the reaction. The reaction is all about the flag and nothing about guns. It's like it's a substitute.
Well, honey, they can't do. If I swear to God, if he would have passed something with guns in it, these people would have been blowing up like Al Qaeda, and that's a fact. You can't take away everything.
I'm just saying. I realize that, but the discussion is just completely absent of gun control talk, and it's all about the flag. And
well, they because, want their guns so they can protect against the rebels.
But that shouldn't, of course, but that shouldn't stop intelligent people from having that discussion. Like, we shouldn't be discussing the flag. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get caught in this media bubble, and you end up talking about the flag because that's what everybody's talking about.
Well, the flag should come down. If we get the flag down...
Who gives a shit about the fucking flag? The flag doesn't kill people.
Well, guns should be banned. I'm black.
Guns should be banned. Then we can worry about the flag. Let's talk about what really killed the flag. The guy would have still killed.
We're going to shoot people with Madge if guns are banned.
Yeah.
If that guy didn't have a flag in the background of his picture, he wouldn't have killed anyone. He would have just been like, "Oh, no flag."
Threw an Android phone. Come on.
Yeah.
I love how some of the Republicans are blaming it, though it's an attack on Christianity. And then they're saying it's an attack on Christianity. And then they're saying that, it's some of those people's fault they got shot. Because he only had one gun, it wasn't even an automatic, and they all waited. Well, I don't know about you, Mary, but if somebody had a gun, I'm not going to be moving. They didn't know they were going to get killed. So fuck you, Rumsfeld.
Nate, I'm not saying he's saying symbols are dangerous. He is. They can be, like with the Nazi thingamajig, and they are. But when you have active violence taking place, that is much more dangerous. The weapon is much more dangerous than the symbol. You have an imminent danger thing. Fine, just kill everyone. And somebody said if 6-year-olds can't do anything about guns, do you think 9 dead blacks will? Well, obviously not. But I'm just pointing out how ridiculous it is. I certainly don't expect to have a solution.
The thing is just this. Ain't nothing going to change.
No, can't say that because things have changed. Yeah, I'm on wait now.
They have not changed.
Yes, they have.
None at all.
Cheryl. Well, see, it ain't affect you because you're a 25 girl. But see, you're young, honey, and you're a female.
So you can be boastful about your marriage and then get fired at work. Okay.
Oh, well, that's true.
Yeah, that's weird because nobody's talking about that. Like,
see,
everybody,
that's going to automatically pass now because think about it. Now,
it won't.
Yes, it will.
No, it won't.
It's going to be too much of a headache, honey. Yes, no, it will because it then won't. There's going to be so many people married now and they're not going to be able to hide it from their workplace because of insurance that it's going to escalate to the court system and all the way back up to our little friend. What's her name? Minnie Cheryl.
You think they give a shit?
Gooseberg cares.
Hi, welcome to Eat This Hot Show, where we talk about issues. I'm Wanda Wisdom, and I'm a fat whore. Well, ladies, here we are talking about gay rights. What do you think about that, Reagan?
Oh, I got a private little thing I want to share. I thought we were going to roll play. It made me lols. Wait till y'all see it.
Oh. After the grum?
Yeah.
You can't share it.
I'm not
going
to share it to you now because you accidentally show it on the screen.
But we want to keep our audience happy so they give us money.
I'm going to send it to Cheryl.
Okay. Oh, what about me?
No. Just show it on the screen.
No, Wanda did not dress as Wanda for Pride. She dressed up as Bradley's, right, Cheryl?
Yeah.
Matt Peters was in Minneapolis for Pride. I wonder if he got to eat out Wanda Wisdom.
Oh.
Cheryl, have you ever thought of doing an AMA?
You think that he did a Pinot Noir in the Pride Parade?
Pinot Noir? What? He was in Pride Parade?
Yeah, he did Pinot Noir.
No way.
I'm JKing.
That would be awesome. In God.
Because he's the same person.
I would go there. I would go to see any Pride Parade that Pinot Noir was in.
Yeah. I didn't get to go. excuse me.
Who is E.B.? Who is E.B.?
And
one of Deborah's boyfriends.
Maybe.
You think Phil's awake before we go no. for the
okay,
evening?
Nate asks, will money bring Eat This Hot Show back? The answer is in a way, because what would bring the show, Eat This Hot Show back is a contract where we get money to do the show. Like,
right. And I don't think you're going to be able to get that big shot Hollywood girl to come back.
Who?
Marva Melvin.
Melvin Curry? That one?
What?
No. What?
What are you talking Vera? About? Oh, Vera?
I'm Cheryl.
I called Cheryl Vera, and I called her Cheryl Vera Prolapse.
The thing is, I mean, I think it, I was going to say I think it'd work with just me and nobody else. No, I'm being funny. But you really got to have Wanda.
Oh, EB is Edith Bunker, yeah.
I mean, Wanda really did, you know what I mean? She was able, like, Reagan's excellent, and you're excellent, but Wanda is like the glue. She makes everything meld.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying she's better than me and Reagan.
No, it's like...
She's busy on TV and radio now.
Well, maybe like when she's on radio, we just keep calling.
I like her very much. I wish she would stop. I wish she would switch over to, you know, actual substantive material.
Or maybe, no. You know, when if she gets her own show,
talk about the,
she'll like let us.
I think she's been doing it long enough that she should be able to get some, you know, something where it's of substance.
Oh, free no. call.
But I know Wanda. She's as bad as me, if not worse. She's just lazy. She just waits for things to happen to her. So she would never, like, seek out a new job.
And you know, she always ignores me, and she never
annoys you or ignores you?
She never ignores. Yeah, she never talks about me.
No. Where? Where would she? Why and where would
like
she?
Like that time I filled in for her on Eat This Hot Show.
Oh, did she?
Mm-hmm. Y'all she were like, oh, last week the lovely Deborah Wilkerson was filled in. She was, next topic.
She probably has no idea who you are. She probably
I'm saying.
She never listens to podcasts, so.
But that's okay, because she didn't give me the Mac Pro.
But that's why Eat This Hot Show won't come back, because, you know, because you can't do it without Wanda. And Wanda's busy, and it's too hard to get everyone together. And Reagan knows that. The only reason we got it last, but we brought it back last time, is because Reagan did it. He orchestrated that. Wanda and I were both like, "Who cares?"
How much would it cost for it to come back? Like for her, you think?
$1,000 each from.
Well, Wanda would do it. I mean, Wanda will do it if you force her to. So it's not, you know, with Wanda, it's just a matter of dragging her to the fucking microphone.
But what about the 3D ears?
What money would I have to actually get to make it worthwhile? $20,000 a year for the whole show to split. Gross.
But if it came back, maybe if you okay, so maybe if you revamp it.
C3 though. Eat This Hot Show 501.
Yeah, we're a religion. We're a religion.
Okay. Maybe if you revamp it though, and you okay? Because I think okay, honestly, not being serious.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to get all the girls together,
it's called the girls.
Revamp it. Yeah. I don't know, just do like now, just put a new album cover. That's all you got to do. Now, yes, now listen. And then you could contact an insider because obviously somebody at Mapple listens to this show and they could feature it since it's, you know, serious now and not none of this mess.
It's featured, Mary. It doesn't
listen, do I'm no. Yes, it does. When you're featured on the main page, it
doesn't. It doesn't mean anything. Nope.
You get nothing.
You don't. It
it's
doesn't.
It's different. This show's different than Ethan's
Deborah,
show.
Deborah, listen to me. Cheryl and I have both been doing this for a long time. We're experienced in this. I have had many, many times where I get featured. I'm telling you, it doesn't mean shit. It's just like when you get press. When you get press in conventional press, like even if you, like I was on the front page of some fucking Chicago newspaper, a couple of them. It doesn't mean anything. It didn't give me a single audience member. If somebody blogs about me on Gawker, though, then it's through the roof. Because the audiences, they just don't translate in that. And with the iTunes thing, the fact of the matter is, people generally, the odds of somebody, first of all, clicking on the Pride thing are slim. And then secondly, they go to the Pride thing, and then they go to podcasts, another slim. And then the fact that they'll go to the second page of the sliders of podcasts is even more slim. Nobody's going to fucking do that. And if they do, chances are they're not even going to listen to it. But on the other hand, if you go to a podcast, most... If you go to the podcast directory, most people just type in the podcast they want and they subscribe to it. That's just how it works. I mean, it's nice, it's flattering, and I'm glad, and I'd be a bitch if I didn't get mentioned, but it doesn't really translate to listeners.
Well, then, okay, but you do all that, and then you use nice. All those, you use all that, you wake up, bitch. Then all you do is we put all of our Google AdSense cards, we keep getting them out for free $500 AdSense, and we put them all together and use them.
Okay, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. I like that.
Like all the listeners.
I think that's a really good idea. Could you do that?
No. I said, why not? Because you can. Each person can make their own ad. I mean, no.
Yeah, and you know what happens when you put ads on Madge's Grum?
No.
You get banned and you lose all the money. See how fucking smart you are.
I got banned from
Madge's. That's not what we're saying, Cheryl. We're saying we make an ad for other websites, honey, using Google AdSense.
Wait, so, I'm lost now. We make advertising our show, but yes, have other people
on
write
Google, on yes, Google.
Spend money, yes.
It's
yes.
A free $500. They sent me a free $500 card.
Well, I never get those cards, but that would be cool if other people did to use them to advertise us. I think that's great.
You can only use one. And
but as soon as people realize it's a thing, they'll stop. Like, yep. They probably already will figure it out just from listening to this.
Yeah, they'll listen to the beginning of this Grum, and they'll say, what the fuck is this shit? Why the hell would I want to listen to this?
Exactly.
And they'll
not Eat This Hot Show, no.
Yeah.
Oh, for Eat This Hot Show? Yeah, you're right.
That's what different. I'm saying. We've been talking about Eat This Hot Show, honey.
Oh, were we?
Oh, I was. Because yeah, Eat right. This Hot you're Show, right, people right. will listen to that, and they're like, oh, I like that, and then they'll find out about 30. Us anyways.
It is.
I sent you the picture.
Yeah, well, that's true. Late. Eat This Hot Show has a more
it
of a,
is very late, ladies.
And you're very ugly.
Yeah.
Do you have to work tomorrow?
You gotta do shit and not sleep all day.
So you don't have to work.
Oh, even better. I gave you the wrong number for 700 Club. I posted the right one in chat.
They blocked us already.
No, I gave you the wrong number.
Will you answer some of the questions about that on my IRC, my web?
Yeah, they sent me 500, my 15. They sent me it in the mail.
Why didn't you send me a picture of it? Okay.
Read the name.
Oh, Nate says, listen, you guys said you didn't necessarily want money for Eat This Hot Show, but you wanted audience interaction. Is that no longer true? Yes, Nate. And the reason is because I need money. That is true. I did say that before. The fact of the matter is, it's a really hard show to do logistically, and we'll make any excuse we can not to do it. So if
you got to really know the topics.
So, and if we got $20,000 like I want, I probably still wouldn't do it. I would just take the money. And I'd be like, oh, Wanda's dead. You know, sorry. Is that normal?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Take the money and, share it with them.
Can you give me a number for prayer liners? Oh, no, we're done, right?
Yeah.
I forgot.
Are you kidding me?
What?
I didn't get one call.
Okay,
so make a fucking call.
Who do you want to call then?
Oh, but let's have a donation segment.
We can still continue after the Cheryl leaves.
Donation.
Cheryl, stop begging.
Wait a second, but Cheryl doesn't have to work tomorrow. She was fucking bullshitting us. She has to do stuff.
I'm grinding some coffee.
You're going to get coffee?
Well, that's fine.
I want coffee. I want coffee, though. You know what? I'm going to put on my headset so that I can get coffee, too.
It's such a burden to work and get paid.
Yeah. $10.
What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. You were at the school today. Mm-hmm. I think aren't you normally off on Sundays?
What?
Corn for dinner.
You mean?
Excuse me? School for girl? Don't school for girls me, young man.
Young lady.
Young Joe. Tootie. Blowfish.
Young lady.
Oh, my goodness. Just sending my heartbeat to Noah. He sent me his heartbeat earlier this morning.
Did you ever get Reagan's heartbeat?
No, because that whore did not message me.
Why not?
Listen to her heartbeat. I don't know. Maybe I need to message her. Oh, you like my heartbeat, baby.
Can you feel my heartbeat from the very first time?
It feels so creepy when it beats on me. Oh my God.
Does it ever beat off?
You probably could put that inside.
So do
somebody
like a
can afford a burr grinder.
Exactly.
I told you I don't have any money. I'm poor.
Well, you need to get the audience to buy you one, and I told you that.
You're making espresso?
And she's drilling.
Yeah.
Cheryl, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Honey, Nate, I remember PNS. I remember when PNS had the, when their mixer exploded. Remember that episode?
No.
And they couldn't do another show until somebody bought them a mixer.
Oh, I remember they needed a computer, didn't they?
No, I think they needed a computer one time, too. But didn't, like, somebody get
replaced? Oh, my God, my computer just broke, you guys. My iPhone 6 broke. I need a 6 Plus. Oh, my God, and my Mac Pro just broke.
Oh, my God, and my transvaginal mesh broke. I need that, too.
My
Mindy.
G5 broke, man. Need a new one.
Reagan, I was with my mother watching 60 Minutes today. You know, because I go there on Sundays, and it's on like a 70,000-inch TV, and it's so annoying. And Steve Croft and all that. And then, so it's over, and then Big Brother starts. And I said, get this off the television or I'm leaving.
Wait.
I said, okay. Get this off. I am not watching this.
Listen, a girl was listening. One of these girls from the school was listening to it when I called her.
Yeah.
They all sound the same. They're all like...
What do you mean?
Oh, my goodness. I'm from, like, Georgia. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I'm from Southern California. Oh, my goodness. I'm from Indianapolis.
What about the men?
Oh, my goodness. I'm from Texas, y'all.
The guys, too?
Oh, my goodness.
They all fucking are from California, lying bitches.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and that one girl is like, I love blood.
Well, I'm not watching it.
Deborah, I can't believe you're watching it.
I didn't. I swear to God, I did not watch it. I swear to God, I was on the phone with a girl.
Sure,
she was
like
listening to it. And that's the first thing I said is, did she just say she liked blood?
Oh
my goodness.
This show has went down the hill.
Ever since
I only
Reagan
watched
left.
It that one time, and that was only because Reagan was on.
Same here.
Are we calling Phil?
Okay.
Cream.
Okay.
Hold on. There's a trans on there.
I'm trying to set up Skype on my iPhone so that I can eat like Cheryl and still talk.
Do you have to take a shower with everybody?
What?
Is it like that other one, though? I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, you have to take a shower with other people.
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, you do?
I mean, you don't have to.
I don't remember that part.
They was like that. So
did you ever get hard when you were with someone else? You did?
Oh, my goodness.
How do they not catch you masturbating? Where do people masturbate?
Honey, I don't got no more cream.
What? No, seriously. Because I know you were like not allowed to talk about Big Brother for years, right? But that's over, isn't it?
No, I know. I didn't masturbate the entire time.
But you're allowed to talk about...
Who the hell would masturbate?
Are you allowed to talk about production
so
now?
Crabby.
God.
Reagan,
why are we talking about Big Brother?
Because I'm asking, are you allowed to talk about the stuff you weren't allowed to talk about then?
Yeah, now I can talk about it.
So what was it that we should know about that we couldn't talk about?
I don't know that there's anything that's really interesting.
Honey, we'll shut the damn crime off if we got to.
What?
You mean B? Call Phil.
Hold on, I'm just adding my other phone to the conversation first.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
Well, I'm going to be on Big Mother.
That'd be a good one. I'd watch that.
I got invited to Big Mother.
Is that really a thing?
Yeah, totally. Like, you go to this sorority with mothers, and you get to pick who's the fattest of them all, and I suck all the cream out of mama's teeth.
Okay, now I'm on the phone thing.
What
the fuck is going on?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, why are we doing this?
So I can fucking eat.
Oh, well, mute your other mic then, honey.
Okay.
What?
Is that better?
Call the 700 Club. Add it in, baby.
Oh, my God, but we already did. And oh, my God, they were too busy, but I'll try.
You didn't call the right one. Oh, my God, Mitch, fix your fucking hair now. You look like Julia Roberts when she was in that cancer movie.
Which cancer movie?
Where she's like a lawyer person.
The 700 Club. We are currently experiencing very high call volume.
Still Magnolia.
Please try your call again later, and may God bless you.
No, you're going to have to talk because I need to eat.
So who are we adding in?
We're not adding in anyone. You're going to talk while I find somebody to eat.
Oh, I can add somebody in. I can do it.
Okay.
Call Phil.
Okay, hold on. Give me a second.
Now that you have internet again.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Honey, I ain't got no more cream. I already done calm, honey.
I ate that pussy.
What? Ignore her. What?
What?
The cream.
I wonder if I should piss my vagina while I have this remote control headset on.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. Stop it. You're making me so wet. I'm so wet for you.
Oh my goodness. OMG.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. Gays can marry. That's so dirty.
Are you calling Phil?
Yes. I'm moving to Canada, guys. I'm so moving to Canada.
With Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah, because...
Yeah, but the problem is you'll have health care there. You don't want to live there.
Oh, and gays can marry in Canada since, like, 2005?
Yeah, you don't want to go there because you'll have to have health care without permission. You won't have to pay for it.
I will not go somewhere where I don't have to pay.
Yes, thank you.
I do not believe in using and abusing.
Yeah, and they have death panels and euthanasia.
Oh, my goodness.
They have Asians in euthanasia.
So?
Okay. And Melissa McCarthy isn't allowed there because she's too fat.
Okay. Heather Feather allowed there?
Totally.
Heather Feather is probably my favorite name in the world.
Thank you.
Heather Feather.
Thank you.
It is a pretty good name, and I have no idea why.
It's such a good name. It's just so ridiculous.
What about Esther Nickadoodle? I mean, that's got to be a close second at least.
Esther Nickadoodle is pretty good.
Especially when you see it in print. Like if you get like a car reservation that Cheryl makes and it says Esther Nickadoodle.
I like hearing E as an N-word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's good too.
So you know how Sheldon sends me junk in boxes? So she sent me this like painting, and it turns out the painting is pretty valuable.
eBay that thing.
How much?
Take a picture of it, print it, and then eBay it.
Probably worth like $200. Well, it's a Persian miniature. It's actually like a really ornate frame that has like a boring thing on it.
What?
I'm eating. Can you guys interact?
You get so happy when you eat.
No, like fucking shit.
Your mood is changing. What's that?
Because food is good.
Why isn't Phil on the phone? I don't understand.
Because I'm eating.
Technically,
it's a good day. Wait,
I'm leaving, man.
Get him out. Deborah said she could do
it. I'm doing it. I'm trying to, y'all. Hold on. I'm getting the cream. Bitch. You know, it takes time to make cream out of milk.
What hurts? What'd you say?
I said Phil is the new star of Yeast Radio.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. He's the new Sylvia Brown, and he's not even dead.
Listen to me. My black made a very good observation that Phil is fucking crazy and retarded.
Likely so what?
If he was put up for the death penalty, they would not even execute him because he's not smart enough. So, by giving him ideas such as fucking old women and doing all kinds of horrible things, what's going to happen is that he's going to actually do that, and it's going to be your fault, Deborah.
Okay, I can live with that. I can live with that.
I'm a Christian. It doesn't matter at the end of the day. I'll just pray.
Just want to make sure you were, you know.
Deborah, who in your life was so whacked out and Christian that it made you this way? I mean, you must have a relative that fucking is like this, right? Without the irony. Am I right?
It's a con. It's like a mixture of a bunch of people.
Okay.
All I want to do is hear Phil.
You have a phone, too. You can call him.
I think I'll end up with Phil.
Okay, we're going. We're going.
Well, you get in line, honey.
Man, she's so good with him.
I'm not.
Oh. It's not doing it.
Okay, can you hear?
Yep.
Now, Phil might not be able to hear y'all.
What?
Well, I'm not controlling the gram, honey.
Well, so Madge, do it.
Madge, can
you? I can't. I'm eating.
I mean, Madge, you can take a break from eating for 2 seconds in order to call and then go right back to eating.
He'll be able to hear us. He'll be able to hear us.
There's a fire. Oh my goodness. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, baby, what's up?
What's going on? Who's this?
Hey, this is Heather Feather, baby.
Yeah.
Oh my god, just out partying. Yep.
Wow.
You were out partying where?
Can you hear me, Phil?
You hear the beat, baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's all these people.
Girdle. Yeah, girdle.
Did you get laid tonight, honey?
Huh?
Did you get laid tonight?
No, not yet. I'm at the Gay Pride Festival in Hartford. Oh my God, help me. There's so many gays. I need a man, baby.
Well, what you need, honey, is a big pack.
With cream.
Mm. Oh, my God. There's all these drag queens.
We have
all right, cream. That's enough.
Oh, my God. I'm so wet for you.
Oh, that's enough.
What are you doing, baby?
No more gay
talk. I went to the bathroom.
You're wet?
Baby, my pussy's so wet.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Daddy, I need your cream.
Bite it.
Are your nipples hard?
Mm-hmm. God, listen.
You can't hear us.
I want you to hear how hard my nipples are.
He can hear us. He can.
He really can.
Mm-hmm.
Phil, what do you
mean?
Listen.
Phil, can you hear me?
What?
Can you hear me? Phil.
Good.
Can you smell my vagina from where you are?
You like that, baby?
I guess you're right.
What is it?
Fucking pussy. What do you mean, what is it?
Phil, can you hear me?
You're sucking pussy?
Yeah.
Leave me some.
Man, you can call him and then he can hear us.
Well, I'm still eating, you little bitch.
We'll go to your computer for 1 second.
I'm still eating. I like to eat.
Phil, tell me to shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, whore.
Tell me to stop eating fucking ice cream.
Pig.
Or Keefler.
No, you can eat ice cream.
Keefler.
You can eat pussy, too.
Oh. I love eating pussy. That's why I'm at the Gay Pride Festival. I'm so lessy for you, Phil.
It's so what?
So
Leslie. Leslie.
I would
Leslie friends.
I'm like so lazy. Like, hold on, I want to show you how lazy I am. Listen.
Is that Joan Jett?
This is how lazy I am. How lazy I am.
Deborah, will you just have sex with him? Have fucking fuck sex with him.
Yeah, you want me to get butcher, baby?
I hate you.
What?
You want me to get butcher for you, baby? Is that what you want?
Spread your lips out for him.
Want me to suck his
You want to put what on me?
You want me to get my fucking sister's pussy lips and put them between my teeth like Donna? Fucking just, fucking floss my teeth.
Why don't you just put your pussy?
Yeah.
Why don't you put your pussy on my face?
Oh my god, my pussy's gonna be your face and your place. You know what I'm saying?
Set it on his face now.
And then I'm gonna take a fucking duck and I'm gonna shove that duck so far at my fucking
You're gonna
pussy.
Rub it all over.
Ew, oh my god, that duck's gonna be my pussy. It's gonna be quacking. They're gonna think I have fucking Aflac, baby.
He doesn't wanna hear about your damn duck. He wants to
fight. I love eating pussy.
Oh, do you? You like eating pussy? Hmm? You put salt and pepper on your pussy? A little hot sauce?
No.
What do you put on it? What do you put on it?
Okay,
no, I just like it mess.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby, Jesus I love Christ. A little pussy with some olive oil. Mm, baby.
Girl. Mm. Here go with her.
Do you have any more cream?
Oh, my pants.
I said
yeah,
your
I don't
clip.
Really need deodorant. Oh, I thought you said my tits.
I said my clit.
My clit? Oh, baby, it's got a piercing on it. It's got a little cross on it.
Madge, add him to the call now.
Is it hard?
Oh, baby, I got a 12-inch clit.
Wow.
Oh, my God, my clit's so perfect.
Cheryl, if I add him to the call, it's going to call him on a different, you know, line. He has to hang up. You know what I mean?
Are you back on the phone, Madge?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, Phil, can I got to call you right back, okay, baby?
2 seconds.
Why?
Because I don't want to be blunt, but I gotta go change my tampon. Hold on 1 second, okay?
All right. Bye.
Hey, thanks, babe.
Bye.
Hotline.
Paste this number again, please.
Hotline.
We need to. Okay, add this to your chat. I mean, your contact.
607-615. What? Which one?
Hotline.
I can't do it now. I'm eating. I mean, I can do this, but I'm not going
to. You have to ask him about his cream.
Well, now y'all can ask him. He'll think you're me.
Baby.
You're Heather Feather Jr.
I'm your daughter.
Heather, can I borrow your Barbie again?
What?
Can you hear my black? Hold on. Black, do it again, black.
Yeah.
What?
Baby.
Hello.
Oh, baby.
What? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So good. All this pussy.
What?
I got so much pussy for you.
Oh, yeah?
I've got a big, wet cunt.
What color bush you got?
Black. Dark?
Is it
black.
Brunette or blonde?
Mine is
black.
Eggplant.
It's dewy black. It's like a wiry. It looks kind of like a black person's head, only it's in my vagina.
You know? I have an eggplant colored pussy. Do you have any cream?
What color?
Eggplant.
Eggplant.
It is. Don't laugh at it.
I like a nice black pussy. I
mean, you like Madge's.
Mine's black. Mm-hmm. Black is cool.
Madge. No black hair.
Madge.
Yeah, you like Madge eating out of a fish?
Woof.
Madge get really dirty with him. He likes that.
I want to eat chili, and then I'm going to make a big duty, and I'm going to make my asshole nice and big for your big, huge 13-inch cock. Because I want it in me. I want it in my ass, and I want it in my pussy. I want it in my ass, I want it in my pussy, and then I want it in my ass again. And I want you to rip a hole in between my ass and my vagina. Mm-hmm.
You what?
I want you to rip a hole with your cock in my vagina so that it hits my goddamn asshole.
What?
Oh, you want to get fucked in the ass.
And the pussy. And the pussy. You know that song, Fuck My Neck?
And the pussy.
Neck, back, pussy, crack. It's like that.
Phil, do you have any cream for me?
Cream? Yeah, I got a whole lot of it. I want to explode it in your mouth.
Yeah, but save that cream. Don't let the cream go yet, baby.
No,
who let the cream out? Who let the cream out?
My hot cunt is so ready for cock. I need a cock in me.
You got a jerk.
I would love to have two cocks in me, but I only have one at the moment. I'm
you got any friends, Phil?
Yeah.
Oh. You want to come gang bang me?
Some?
Oh, God, yes.
Do
some. Yes.
I'm going to do a twosome.
Yes. A twosome, baby.
Twosome?
I want to do a twosome.
Explain to me what a twosome is, baby. What would happen if we had a twosome?
What would happen? I'd fuck the both of you.
What?
Fuck on your pussies.
What?
You heard me.
So what would a threesome be?
What?
What if we had a threesome? What is that? What's a threesome?
What?
Threesome.
And threesome just died.
You forgot know. About
one
it.
On top of me.
Deborah, you have no business. Life. I mean, Heather, you have no business having sex after your grandmother died only a week ago.
What?
Yeah, my grandmother died.
What?
She's trying to take you from me, Phil. She knows.
I think it's about time you buried her.
What?
I think it's about time you buried it in my pussy.
Yeah. We're all fighting for your huge 13-inch cock because we don't
find it. Well, you figure it out.
We can't bury her yet, Phil, until the coroner.
I said bury your goddamn grandmother.
Phil doesn't give a shit about your dead-ass granny, okay?
Exactly.
It don't fucking matter. Enough with the fucking grandmother.
Phil, I love my grandmother.
We don't care. She's dead.
But Phil.
What? I don't care about your grandmother.
See? Phil and I, we're kindred spirits. He needs to eat out my pussy.
Phil, you're supposed to care.
He needs to eat this thing and stop wasting his time talking to you, bitches.
Phil, do you like dirty panties?
Yeah, well, I'm eating pussy.
There you Phil, go. Would you buy panties from a women's prison?
Would I buy what?
Would you buy panties from a women's prison?
Well, I can't hear what you're saying. Buy what?
Phil, have you ever been with an obese black woman?
He doesn't sleep with the blacks.
No.
Do you ever have sex with the blacks?
No, I never fucked a big black woman.
You want to?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I got a friend. Her name's Aunt Teresa.
I thought Aunt Teresa died.
She's died.
She's died.
Oh.
What about Dolores? She has to...
How much she weigh?
She weighs a lot.
800 pounds.
38 stone.
What?
38 800. Stone. How many pounds is 38 stone, ladies?
800 pounds.
She weighs 800 pounds.
Oh, that's too much weight.
What size is your limit?
No, 480, honey.
What size is your limit, Phil?
That's still too much.
You get on top.
You must have a really huge cock if you like to fuck the fatties.
What?
Is that right?
Yeah, I do have a big cock, though.
Do you have to have a big cock to fuck the fat women?
Phil, you never text me a picture.
Can you let...
Yeah, you promised me and you never did.
Listen, can we take turns?
You never gave me your number.
Yes, I did, and I texted you.
No, you didn't. It didn't work. That number was shit.
Ha.
My grandmother gave me that number, God damn it. You shut the fuck up. My grandmother gave me that number.
Huh.
What?
My grandmother gave me that number, Phil.
Listen.
Well, then your grandmother sucks, too.
Ha!
My grandmother what?
Sucks.
Sucks what?
You look, honey, I gotta go. I ain't got time for this.
Oh, I'm sorry, Phil. Please, what? I need cream.
I gotta go, honey.
No,
I'm sorry, Phil.
Goodbye.
No, no, you're Phil.
Putting your nipple in my mouth. I pinch my nipple, Phil.
Call him back.
I'm not calling him back. We're done.
What about Ed?
Yeah.
How are we done?
Deborah, you gotta fucking fuck Phil. You're paying too hard to get with him. Just stop with the fucking questions and just fucking face fuck him.
Why? And you talk to Phil, man.
What?
This is the one that sounds like John Wayne, the 607.
I was trying to talk to Phil, but you bitches are all asking dumb questions. I can't fucking get my nut off on him. I was trying to get my nut.
Guy.
I finna nut.
Oh, this is what we need to do.
You bitches are all fighting.
Okay, Cheryl, you need to start talking to this next guy and say your name's Kayla. And then, like, once he gets known, like, that you're Kayla, then call Kayla on the hotline.
Oh, good.
He's on my phone.
What?
What?
I liked it when he asked why. I was like, oh, you're changing your routine up a little bit.
The three-way thing was hysterical, though.
We can't be done with Phil, though. There's still way too much Phil that needs to happen.
We're done today with
Phil. Well, his cream has not been released.
There's little Trotsky.
It's not. It's like...
Wow.
I just ate, like, two servings of baked black
pepper. Okay, Helen, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
So just hang up? Just hang up?
What?
Girdle?
If you're sad...
I hung up. Are you in a bat cave, Deborah? I swear, it sounds like bats.
That's not me.
What
That's
is
Reagan.
That? Oh, because you have birds.
What?
Are you in Bodega Bay? Where are you?
What?
Where you at, bitch?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm just in my living room.
Well, why do we hear birds?
Birds?
You playing on the Wii U.
I'm playing on the Wii.
Are you?
I'm Reagan. So tired. Are we almost done?
Yes, we're
no, Phil. We have to call Phil.
Reagan, no. Sorry.
We're no, it, cannot it doesn't count. If, yeah,
listen,
it does
if
not
he
count.
If he was sentenced to death, they want to kill him. He's too retarded.
Phil or Reagan?
Phil.
I
Here's
know
the thing, though.
What's the thing?
The thing is just this.
We have a good rapport with Phil. I don't want to piss him off.
I just feel like if he's still... we haven't done a phone call to Phil if he hasn't said, I ain't got no more cream.
Yeah, but he said that his fuck your grandmother and stuff.
Yeah, but that's still not as good
yes,
as...
Yes, it is. Yeah, this no. is good.
Turn off the sound here, fucking wee.
Yeah.
Okay, I will... but we had to call Phil.
No, we're not calling
to
Phil.
Automatic voice message system.
Bajitsky.
Not available.
Jesus. Who called
hey,
in?
Phil, I am so sorry. Loretta and LaWanda and Kara were like, oh my God, do not do that to Phil. So they told me to call and tell you I was sorry. And I really didn't mean to say it, just... You know, my grandmother, she's still fresh in my memory, and I just got a little upset, and I'm sorry, baby. I still love you, and I want you to fuck my pussy. Bye. Yeah.
I felt like Phil was being distant from me. I felt like he used me, you know?
Hold on. Are Phil and Gene Poughkeepsie the same person?
Yeah.
Yeah. Horrible.
Gene Poughkeepsie.
Is he from Poughkeepsie? Where is
Gene
he?
What?
He's in Connecticut. Is that right?
What?
I'm working on accepting the donations. I'm not doing nothing.
Oh, that's a really war.
So just hang on.
I just really feel like Phil needs to be called back.
Feel like it's very yeah. late. Even though it's not late. Ooh, I just want to keep doing the grum match. Don't listen to anything after I say after this.
Deborah, stop it, Deborah.
Stop it. It's not me.
Not even funny.
Stop me.
Deborah, say the N-word.
This cocaine just got me so wired. I just want to do grum, grum, grum.
Deborah, say the N-word.
Oh, my God, my pussy is so wet.
Cheryl, I mean Deborah. Can you put, if you're Cheryl, you would be saying the N-word.
Cracker, cracker, cracker.
That's not the N-word.
Hey, baby, what's up, baby?
What's going on, girl? What's shaking?
Oh, shoot, my phone battery. I got to plug my phone up, honey. Answer, I'm going to call you right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye. Right. Okay, now Arthur's available.
Oh, that's Arthur.
Arthur?
Give me the number, quick.
Yeah, he talks to Deborah now.
Give me the number, quick.
Oh, yeah. That's
right. Yeah, the mother.
Oh, yeah, and he was like, I want to fuck your sister.
Just give me the fucking daughter. Number.
And they had the abortion. Yeah. He's like, can she fuck?
Give me the, I heard that on your ground. Now, can you give me the number, please?
Is he black or Latino? Yeah. I can't understand him.
He's burned.
Come on, hurry. How long does it take to paste?
Stop it, honey. You're going to make me make a mistake, and we're going to call some old lady, and she's going to pass away on the phone.
So? Somebody needs the room.
They don't do too many points because he gets nervous.
What's going on?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
It's just because it was so close together. Just hang him, call him back.
Is not available.
That's wishful thinking, but okay. I think he hates you.
Heavenly Father above, please bless us with this call. Words. Let it be.
For
the power of three.
That's so.
Why did they get rid of the older sister?
What?
Yeah, I remember on Charmed. She was my favorite.
Oh my God. Didn't even go through.
I told you.
Told me what?
What?
Oops.
God, Phil is just really my favorite person.
Honey, if you were back in the day, they would have fired you.
What do you mean?
Like if you were one of those women in the switchboard.
Oh, yeah. I was a switchboard operator.
Sorry.
What? I was.
What?
MCI. And I got fired.
What?
Oops. I did.
Let's go for it. What the hell?
Hello,
maybe because the number's different?
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah,
you're going to come back.
He thinks that that's
your call has been
Heather
forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
All right, there you go.
Arthur,
move
on. Arthur, Paul.
Deborah, you're going to have to just call them in the other way. I mean, it doesn't matter. We don't need to talk anyway.
What?
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
What?
Yankee Doodle Dandy. I think we should petition. We should petition the phone company to change
your call has been forwarded to.
Arthur's an asshole. He's broken up with two of you now.
Yeah.
Well, where do we get more boyfriends? Oh, wait, we're doing money and shutting up.
Yeah.
No!
Shut up, Reagan. You always come in too late. If you would come in early when the grum starts, we wouldn't have this problem, now would we?
There are more phone calls to make.
Why couldn't you just come in the beginning? Why do you have to come in 2 hours after we started?
At least three more to hotline.
No, or what?
Yeah, Reagan has money to donate, so you feel free to donate.
He's got a Prius, almost. When are you getting your Prius?
What?
Can I see how I can help you?
Hey, this is Carolyn. Is this the pregnancy hotline?
Yes, it is. Can I help you? Are you?
Yeah.
What's that?
I'm sorry. I'm just really nervous.
Okay. I can try to answer some questions for you. Are you are you
nervous
about your pregnancy? Or are you?
Yeah, I think I'm pregnant. I mean, I took the test, and I'm really I don't know if I need to tell my parents. I don't know what to do.
How old are you?
Is this lying? Like nobody else is listening?
No. This is completely confidential, and I just answer whatever questions you have, and we try to just support people as best we can.
I'm not trying to be mean, but are you a guy?
No, I am a guy.
Are you a Christian?
And it's okay. What's that?
Are you a Christian?
Am I a Christian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that. Okay. Okay. I'm 15.
It's okay. You know, if you feel more comfortable.
No. I don't want to tell anybody else. Please do not. I don't want everybody knowing.
Okay. That's okay. I mean, nobody's going to know you're pregnant, but you. I mean, I'm not going to ask you.
I'm 15. I had my friend go into Walgreens get me a pregnancy test. I thought I was pregnant because, like, down there, it started smelling really weird. And, like, I was Googling, and oh, my God, this is so embarrassing.
Have you been sexually active?
Yeah, my boyfriend came in me a few weeks ago.
Okay, how a few weeks ago? Have you missed the cycle yet?
Yes, because, see, that's the thing, is I had a I always know when I'm going to, you know, go. So I, on my iPhone, on my Apple Watch, like, I had it set up, you know, to go ahead and use, you know, my Tampax.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I put it in, I noticed that there was a smell. And my friend was like, that means you're preggers.
But have you done a test yet? Did you say you did?
Yeah, it said you're pregnant. Well, it's, okay. You know, it had the symbol, and then I looked in the book.
So if you missed your cycle and your test says positive, it's likely that you are.
Yeah, because, like, I smelled the tampon, and there was, like, blood on it, and got on my nose, and,
Well, the test is you missed your period, and so did you say you had your period, or you missed your period?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I couldn't see any blood, and then it touched my nose.
Okay. Well,
because I kept pulling it, I was like, this is so weird, because there was a discharge, but it wasn't blood. And then my friend was like, what's this thing, you know? And I'm like, oh, my God, is that what that means? So she's like,
Have you had some discharge?
Yes.
Okay. So
it's green.
What's that? It's what?
It's green.
It's green? Okay. Well, you know, one of the things that you have to be worried about is if you're pregnant and you're starting to have discharge,
mm-hmm.
You could be having, I don't want to scare you, but you could be having, like, a miscarriage.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah. You probably, you know, I'm not a doctor and I can't give you
medical
advice, but I don't want to mislead you and tell you that.
Oh, my God. You've just made my, like, oh, my God, all this stress.
You probably really, if you're having, if you're continuing to have discharge, you need to go talk to
a doctor. So you probably think it auto cleaned it or whatever.
Well, you really need to, I mean, everybody's different, but normal pregnancies don't have discharge. So,
well, like, and I've been to my Dr. Reagan. He had checked me out a year ago when I had my physical exam, and he was like, you know, everything was good, and I had my pap smear, and, you know, he was like, you know, like, your vagina is perfect.
Yeah.
And I had my hep shots, you know, and...
Mm-hmm. You know what, you probably need to go back and see him and tell him that you did a pregnancy test and that you showed up pregnant, but you're having discharge. And it's, you know, at your age...
Because I haven't bloated.
They don't have to talk to your doctor or anything. They'll just be able to, you know, treat you. But you if you're having discharge, you should be talking to a doctor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he said everything, like, he said my clit, everything was normal.
Yeah, but that was like a year ago, right?
Oh, yeah, but I just mean, like, but, like, if you're serious, like, oh, my God, like, I feel like God has blessed me.
Well, you
I was
really
so nervous. I am so, I'm going
to
do that, I promise you. But, like, I was so nervous when I called, and I was, like, going to figure out somewhere I could go, you know, to get help, if you know what I mean.
Tell him about your long clip.
I mean, so he's like, oh, bored.
Yeah. I just want my money. Can we just do money?
Yeah, and the thing really about it, thank you.
Really dirty. Come on.
Where are you from?
Say donations.
It'll be
where
okay.
Are you from?
Say donations.
Well, I'm actually on the West Coast. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Cali. From Hollywood. Yeah. Do you want my number?
Okay. No, it's okay. I don't. I just try to answer questions and then
tell them about your long clitoris. Come on,
that's the information I can give them.
I mean,
I am. You got to work with it. That's how you get them to do it.
Cheryl, nobody has an 8-inch clit.
You really do need to talk to a doctor tomorrow. I'm actually getting another call.
Wait! Please, wait 1 second. Okay, my telephone number is 323-412-0813. You sound really cute.
Tell him about your clit.
Okay. Well,
can you
see a doctor,
like?
Okay.
I feel like I need to talk to you. I don't feel like I can talk to anybody else, though. Like, can you just text me?
Yeah,
tell him about your fucking clit.
Okay.
Tell him.
I'm sorry. I actually have to take the phone.
Okay. Oh my God. Please just send the phone number. My pussy. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Make
sure you talk to your doctor.
Oh my God.
Okay?
Make sure you
tell him
your
clothes.
So fucking hot.
Did he say make sure you fuck your doctor?
Can you keep talking? You're so. Oh my God.
He said make sure you fuck your doctor. I think, didn't he?
What is wrong with you, Deborah?
Didn't he say
because
that?
You have to work with it, Cheryl. When you get into it, that's what ruins
hold on,
it.
Hold on.
How much you want to bet he's going to text me, and he's not going to text you. He wants me, Mommy, and he doesn't want you, and that's what bothers you, Mommy.
Shut the fuck up. We're counting money, and we're done. I can't take this anymore. It makes me want to die.
Can't take what anymore?
This.
Yeah. Oh, but you sure laughed a lot, Mary.
Listen, do you want your money or not?
Stop being a negative Nancy.
I just want to go to bed. That's all.
Why?
It's nothing wrong with
Why?
The show. Because people sleep, you little bitch. Not everybody's in fucking California.
This is like the shortest grum ever.
Oh, blow me.
You had 2 hours of technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Mirabelle.
What? I don't know. Like, sometimes I just don't enjoy doing it, the calls.
And I'm off tomorrow and have no errands to run. I just want to do the grum.
Yeah, fuck it.
Why?
So, ready, Cheryl? Char. Or do you want to make any more calls?
Wait. You told me to remind you.
What? Oh, we already did that.
What?
About the reading the notes or what?
And having, you know, the jingle. Donation time. Time to celebrate donations.
I don't remember
the
jingle.
People.
I didn't. Who's making a jingle for that?
Come on. I was supposed to do it, but I didn't have time.
Okay, so we haven't. So we're starting with Justin on June 24th. $5.
Thank you, Justin.
Donation, all I ever wanted.
Oh, shit, I have to
donation, got to get away.
I'm at donation. That page where they don't show the notes again. So
that's good, Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
1 second, please.
I'm
on the day. Donation. Come together in every nation. Donation.
Yeah, hit it.
Oh, I'm so doing that. We got the phone.
What?
Wait, I was wrong again. I always do this.
Look, baby.
The last time I paid you was June 24th. Okay, so Cheryl, start over. Okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. So June 24th, Matt H. 15.
Thank you.
And that had a note, and it said, been enjoying the grums lately. Get fucked, Maddie. Oh, we already read this, because before you came on, Deborah, we read the old ones. Jason P., $10.
Oh.
John M., John M., who is new, read it earlier, is $21. David M., $5. Jeff S., $10. Mike
Hip.
Mike V., who has yet to give us a penis shot, $21.
Buys Bella some time. Buonova?
What?
Bella Buena?
Yeah. $5 from Gareth.
Gareth.
$60 from Nate.
What? $60?
From Nate.
Oh, no.
And then $20 from Edith. And then $40 from Nate. And then Anonymous 15. Peckle. $7.50. Pickle's comment night. Said, wish I could give you what Nate does, but he obviously has a sugar daddy. Yeah. I wish you could too. I really do. Peter F. 15. Kelly S. 25.
Aww.
Cheryl's age. So what is it?
$900.
It'll be a fucking cunt. Tell me the goddamn number.
My God.
You award me.
Woo. Hey, $89.83.
What? We haven't got this much in a long time, girl.
It's because of Nate, especially. Look at Zaya. Who's the little girl?
What?
Who's what? I love when my black does what? What?
Maybe we need that too. I'm going to make you a little ringtone, night. Since you're what? So sweet.
Deborah, I mean, Cheryl, what's the number again? The amount? 89.83.
You got to round it up, honey.
I got to round it down because I'm giving you the free fee thing, you know.
Oh, that's right. You do round it down. If it's lower than 10, you're
no, I don't, but I should, I'm saying. You actually both get more than me.
What?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as that one caller said, Deborah is the best. Cheryl, you weren't on that call. It was just me and Madge. Did you listen to that, Grum?
What?
We have... Cheryl!
What call?
You remember when we... that one of the lovely listeners was telling us that story about getting fucked in the woods?
Yeah.
Oh, that boring story, you mean?
Yeah.
It was a good story.
Okay.
But anyways, he was like, no, listen, he's on Madge's show. And he said, I was the favorite.
Yeah.
What?
And he said, you were the ugliest.
Well, I don't deny that. Yet.
Oh, yeah, that pissed me off.
Yeah, it's a Madge.
I hung up, right? Phone. What?
Madge hung up on him.
Well, sure as hell did.
I mean, come on.
Why the fuck wouldn't I?
Duh.
Shut.
Because he said I was ugly. I appreciate it.
I hung up because I wasn't the prettiest. Or whatever, the best.
This is all made possible by Cheerios for Kids.
I'm going to buy some bitcoins tomorrow with my money.
Sure, do you think you're going to make a podcast before iTunes boots you off? You got to release something.
Do you? How long does it take? Is Ethan Satcho still on there? Oh, I bet it got booted.
It's a year now. It used to be 2 years, I think.
It's been more than 2 years, I think. Why?
Ethan Satcho wasn't even... It would have been featured if we were still producing, but...
Mm.
We ain't. Mm. Wanda's too famous and Reagan's too...
They'll have to go beat off to the Mason.
Reagan's to BB.
Cheryl.
Yeah.
When are you gonna be available so we can do the calls to get your call?
Please.
Well, you know, like last week I was sitting around all day, you know.
Well, I had shit with my Simmerman to deal with, okay?
Shoot me a text, honey.
What's wrong with your Simmerman? Something wrong with it?
Yeah.
What?
I told you in the beginning of the ground, Mary.
I forgot.
I wasn't here. What happened?
She tore it.
The Android Auto crashed the car.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Hey.
What?
And JK, mostly. Listen, the thing is just this. I'm tired.
What the fuck is all this shit? I'm looking in the chat room. I'm like, what the fuck
what is this video?
Aerobics.
What?
I am so fucking tired.
What?
Is that the money?
And I have nothing to eat, which means I have to go straight to bed.
But if I fall asleep, I won't have my true love Phil to wake me up.
Deborah, you have to be more sexy with Phil, or he's going to dump you like Arthur.
Maybe he wants a younger girl.
You need to just fuck him. Just fuck him like that Leah Delaria fucks her, Big Boo fucks her girlfriend. You need to just fuck the hell out of him.
This is Heather's sister. Mary Feather. What's a phone? No, I did that before. Remember, it was creepy.
Okay. Remember? Well, that's good. Good night, girls. Thanks for having me on the ground.
Yes, it's been lovely. Bye, Cheryl. Happy grape rind.
Honey, make sure you check your mail. I mailed you some poppers next time so you can get energy.
Poppers doesn't give energy. It just makes your head explode.
Honey, that face is so contoured. Lord have mercy.
All right, I'm going to go. See you.
Bye. Thanks. Bye. Get saved. Bye. Bye, Regan.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh my god, bye.
Squish sound.
My pussy's so wet. Oh my god.
I'm hanging up Skype.
No. Showing.